This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rag Radio live for March 26th. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. What's up, Crafty Booms? What's up, Global Chat? Early in the chat with the Super Chats. I appreciate it, brother. Lots of news out there. Lots of things to ponder, as usual. Not going to be any slow news days. All kinds of probably propaganda games being played over these leaks and stuff like that. You know, anytime there are Jews involved, we got to think about, is it accidental or is it intentional or what exactly is going on? You know, not that some former Israeli operative or whatever is former. I say former as if there's ever such a thing as former. Israeli operative in on secret chat messages is like, is this news? What's up, Trad Dad? What's up, Andy 1967 England? Yeah, Sanity. Sanity is here. What's up, Rumble? We are alive on Rumble, that's for sure. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. And we are live on the YouTubes. Elon Musk's son, who became a girl, or is trying to become a girl. I don't know what type of where he's at and all his operations and stuff. This is Elon's son, and the reason Elon bought Twitter and is destroying the entire Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party was already destroyed. It was too diverse.
Could you give us some of your...
Let's see if I can turn this up. We'll see what... this is pretty debauched for a kid to be saying, period. But it shows you, you know, the whole entire transgender lifestyle. Almost a trad.
Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now. Condone first-degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
It's disturbing. And it definitely looks like a boy on hormones of some type. I don't know if those are fake breasts. I have no idea. But it's disturbing. Yeah, it would make anyone. In his position, he can do very little. A divorcee in America, you're going to have very little power. The spouse that, you know, says that they can do this type of thing, you know, is going to have the power in the situation, the mother or whatever. What the fuck was that? That's Elon Musk's son. Supposedly triggered him. Which... Could he stop it? I'm sure he could have figured out a way. He might not have realized anything until it's too late. I mean, the guy works 20 hours a day and he's got all these kids. Out of all those kids, you're going to have a few fuck-ups. It's kind of a numbers game, I guess. he's spending a lot more time with his younger kids these days, it looks like. But who knows? I want to... It wouldn't surprise me if 24 months from now this kid comes out and says, you know, I was the woke mind virus got me and goes back to trying to be a boy. Hopefully it didn't take too many hormones or whatnot by then. Oh, let's see what's up with this. Let's listen to her for a minute. She's got some choice things to say. Thanks to Global Chat for giving me this. I think it was Global Chat.
No, this is my last stream ever.
Uh-oh.
I'm done.
Rage quit.
I don't want to be on here with you guys. You're a bunch of losers.
There you go.
You know which ones you are, too, you fucking piece of shit nigger.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You fucking nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. I'll just spend the rest of my time here. Nigger, kike, kike, nigger, 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 kike, 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 nigger, dothead, fucking chink, fuck you, faggot, lesbian, cunt, pussy licker, fucking cunt. Nigger, 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 nigger.
This is her last stream. She doesn't care.
Fucking nigger, 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 black nigger in a tree. Fuck you, nigger, nigger.
As if there's anything else. I guess you could have a white nigger.
Fucking nigger. Fuck you, nigger, 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 nigger. Niggers! Nobody wants to fuck niggers. They're fucking incels. Nobody wants to fucking have sex with niggers because they're fucking greasy monkey motherfuckers.
Oh, God.
Fuckers. fuck you.
Isn't she a Twitch streamer or something? I don't know.
You fucking niggers. Incel nation motherfucking niggers. Incels are for niggers. If you're fucking white, you should be ashamed to be an incel. You should be ashamed. Niggers are incels. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger.
Look at, I love this woman.
Nigger, 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 nigger. Let's fucking go, man. Nigger. Nigger.
I think
no,
she...
this is my last stream ever. I'm done. I don't want to be on here with you guys. You're a bunch of losers.
Crafty Booms. More of her? Who is this? I mean, I'm pretty sure Global Chat sent this clip in. In case I got it wrong, whoever sent this in, let's find out who she is. I just wonder, like, what she did to build up to this point, and because obviously she's zero fucks given, because she's going to get banned off. This is a Twitch ban. This is a ban on YouTube. This is a ban. Shit, my YouTube is probably down for playing that. Not that I care. Nothing wrong with what she said. You guys are all liking that. Well, let's watch this again. Let's critique it since we have a very profound white nationalist wig natty chat. Let's see where she's at in the equation. I found it on 4chan. Okay. Now, do you know who she is, Global Chat? Do you know who she is? Because I'd like to invite her on my show. I just want to talk to her and see what built up to this point. Because we got a lot of young white women, youngish white women. I don't know. She's in her 20s or 30s. Probably mid-20s, and I'm assuming somewhere around there. What made her blow up other than, she's talking to guys, simps, probably all day? We'll see what's going on here.
No, this is my last stream ever. I'm done. I don't want to be on here with you guys. You're a bunch of losers. You know which ones you are, too, you fucking piece of shit nigger.
Okay, she just went right in. Call blackout on last stream.
You fucking nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. I'll just spend the rest of my time here. Nigger, kike, kike, nigger, 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 nigger.
She's calling kikes, too. She sounded like a friend's wife. I had to come and look to make sure.
Kike, kike, kike. Nigger, dothead, fucking chink.
I expect to see a lot more of this as white women try to one-up themselves that know the score, that are trying to make these ethnocentric displays so they can find themselves a good wig natty man.
Fuck you, faggot. Lesbian cunt. Pussy liquor. Fucking cunt. Nigger, 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 fucking nigger, 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 black nigger in a tree. Fuck you, nigger, nigger, fuck. Nigger.
Well, that's not very Wignat. A Wignat woman wouldn't say black nigger in a tree. I don't think so. I don't think. But anyways, yeah, they're calling her Karen. Look at all the guys saying based. Don't you dare. We love you. Don't go.
Fuck you, nigger, 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 nigger. Niggers! Nobody wants to fuck niggers. They're fucking incels. Nobody wants to fucking have sex with niggers because they're fucking greasy monkey motherfuckers.
Greasy monkeys.
Fuck you fucking niggers. Incel nation motherfucking niggers.
It's going to be the trend. You don't want to be caught. You don't want to be caught with the blacks. It's going to be the new trend. The new base trend. So she's this kind of racism makes a 5 go up to a 9 or a 10.
Incels are for niggers. If you're
what do you
fucking
guys think? Does these type of ethnocentric displays by a white woman make like a modest 5, a low 8, or a high 9?
White, you should be ashamed to be an incel. You should be ashamed. Niggers are incels. Nigger, 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 nigger.
She just doesn't care. She doesn't care. Sounds like a regretful mud shark. Could be. I don't know anything about her. We're going to have to figure that out. Maybe she's one of these girls that does bikini. One of those hot tub girls or whatever they call them. An Amaranth wannabe. Whatever she is, she had enough. Yeah. Greasy monkey. I don't know. We're going to have to go from that to this. You guys tell me what movie this is. And hold on, let me get my head out of the way. We got to check this out. This is classic. It's a classic movie from the 80s. See if you guys know this. Excalibur, look how fast October is. Swing over there on on Rumble was fast too. Excalibur was pretty dope, wasn't it? I haven't seen that movie in years and years. May have to watch that again. I just don't know. Let's see here. Remigration is our destiny. reverse post, Nick isn't going. He isn't leaving.
I mean, that would be ideal if we could start deporting a ton of people, but it's not going to happen. We're barely going to deport illegals. You think we're going to deport anybody else? There's 40 million illegals here. We're not going to deport 2 million of them, period. And forget about even like legit criminals. We're not going to deport 2 million. We're not going to deport anybody. So I think that's totally wishful thinking. But
activists all around the world worked hard and successfully to make the vision of remigration viral and popular.
We will not go silently into the night of demographic replacement. While wokeness and censorship are collapsing all around us, we will build the next avant-garde for remigration.
Today, identitarian leaders from all over Europe met in Germany to discuss how to become even more effective and to unite our efforts.
Our common network, the Action Radar Europe, is dedicated to gather and present our actions to show the world how real Europeans are fighting back.
No amount of oppression can break our idealism. No amount of oppression can stop us. We are getting stronger every day.
We are working for a European Reconquista, a cultural revolution that destroys the woke mind virus and makes patriotism the norm again.
To make Europe great again, we need to make Europe European again. Everybody knows by now that remigration is the answer to the population replacement. But what does remigration mean?
On the 17th of May, we will meet in Milano City in Italy to discuss this and present our plans to the public.
We will organize the first European Remigration Summit to show how to define, comprehend, and apply this vision.
You can become part of this unique event. Secure your ticket now and join us for the first European Remigration Summit.
I was thinking maybe Keith Woods was on this, yes. Because Keith Woods spoke at his particular meeting, and was it Portugal or Spain? Right here, hold on here. This is Reconquista Portugal. I think Keith Woods spoke here.
Become part of this unique event. Secure your ticket now and join us for the first European Remigration Summit. Let's make history together.
Okay. They're going to have remigrations. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to be white, you're going to have to go back to Europe. Is that is that the game? Here's a black man in China. American streamer iShowSpeed, whoever the hell that is, visits China and is blown away by how beautiful it is. It's funny, even Brix News has to put these Africans on there to show that they're multiracial, multicultural, which Brix, Global South, you've got all kinds of different. It is true diversity there.
This is what China looks like. This is China right here.
It's pretty impressive skyline. It's amazing what you can do when you don't have iShowSpeeds running around your country and Jews. Let's see how China does with a bunch of iShowSpeeds. Like 10% of the population is iShowSpeed and plural, and a bunch of neocons. Let's see how they do.
Damn.
He's wearing Chinese. What are those Chinese letters or Japanese letters? Those are Chinese, I think. On his like jersey.
This is what China looks like. This is China right here.
He definitely pushing the China stuff. Hold on here. He's got to be a YouTuber because, you know, he's not going to lose a channel for anything. I show speed, China. Let's see what's up here. I show speed's first day in China. Uh-oh. This is all. Is this Chinese propaganda or African propaganda? I don't know.
In China! Come on, bro. It's about to be our first time experiencing China. Let's go see what China's about.
Okay, 13.8 million subs. Decades of anti-China American propaganda destroyed by a 20-year-old streamer.
About, man. Hit that like button. Subscribe up. It's that time, man. Let's go. We're here in China. Oh, Ni Hao.
I see you before.
What's my... Okay, all right, bet. Yes, sir. Wait, how I say thank you?
She said.
Bro, did y'all get what I'm saying or no?
We get what you're saying.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, why y'all not saying nothing then?
Delicious.
Hell yeah.
He's eating at KFC in China. Is this a meme?
Hold on.
These are his bodyguards, surrounded by his bodyguards.
Shit. Wait, it's actually good. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. Spell them 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Good job, y'all. Oh, my God.
He's KFC. I don't... is this racist? I don't know.
Okay,
Please.
What?
My mom is kind of homeless.
She's saying.
Yes.
Sachin. Sometai. I don't know. What is this place at? Ooh, shoot.
Okay, so he's just walking around China acting like a black man in a jewelry store?
You did not know I was going to come here.
Yeah, because here it's called Xiangqinjiao. Yeah, because I doing the training car. Yeah, I'm always bad luck guy. So.
Okay, so he's... I'm just trying to figure out who this is propaganda for because it has a lot of views. Yes, 14 million subscribers. He's basically an institution making a lot of money on YouTube at behest of Google. Trying to bring the world closer together. I think that China should allow open borders to Africa, and let's see how their dreams go forward. We'd like to contribute our whole entire population of iShowSpeeds to China to help them develop a proper appetite for diversity and multiculturalism. I mean, they're still, 88% Han Chinese? We need to work on that. Why not? I can't believe the Chinese are allowing this. I'm guessing there has to be a lot of wild comments on China's social media because they, on balance, do not like blacks. One or two of these guys walking around that are famous, that's one thing. But we know what that leads to, especially if you promote it. It leads to a lot of them walking around, and then you end up like America, an empire that doesn't work. What a spectacle. Maybe it's Scared Straight program. Well, yeah, he's got money, he's got fame, and, you know, he's got that kind of funny vibe type thing. He knows how to play the role, and he's walking around talking to the Chinese girls. The Chinese have a globalist side that doesn't mind stuff like this, but they also have a nationalist side that does, and that nationalist side looks to have a grip. China will not survive if it doesn't become multiculturalism. There you go. Racism intensifies. Most of these Chinese people have never seen a black person. Well, they actually have a city where a lot of African traders hang out, and it has a lot of problems. But, you know, the global African crisis, you have this giant population that this empire in America has promoted. We got plenty to start their BRICS era integration program. Right. I mean, I would gladly send all the Africans in Western civilization, including all the Slavic areas of not only Eastern Europe, but Russia. I would gladly send every single African and mixed African to China to help them out. After all, they're already, I wouldn't say they're integrated, but most of them speak sort of English. You know, some of them are even educated, that type of thing. Funny chimps still rip off faces. That's facts. So I show speed, huh? He's the global diplomat, live speedy. Okay. Man, he's got millions of views. This is heavily promoted. Finds his wife in China. Oh, shit.
This girl is looking for her husband.
She's looking for her husband?
Yeah, looking for her husband. Hello. She can do the backflips.
Wait, what?
She wants to find someone who can do the
capable of backflip, had a healthy skin color, and had an interesting personality.
Okay. I believe that's you.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah, this is real. This is a marriage market.
Random. So random.
This is a marriage market.
Hey, guys, move out the way.
Can you?
Yes, I can do a backflip. And I have healthy skin, and I have an interesting personality.
Oh, man. Now, the Chinese practice a caste system. I guess it's kind of unwritten. It's not as bold as India's. And I don't know a lot about the Chinese caste system. But, you know, I have a feeling China's going to have a problem if they allow this type of thing. I mean, this is on American YouTube. It's not necessarily on China media that I know of. Maybe some Instagram famous Chinese guys and gals and whatnot are playing stuff like this. But I don't know how much the Chinese are allowed to watch American YouTube. I know that they weren't watching any. A lot of American content is thrown out the window. So this type of thing may not mean anything. It's just a lone black guy walking around. Probably means more in America and other places than actual China. It's just a question I have. I don't know enough about China. I haven't been to China. And if you put on 10 pounds, you fat. Rice cooker, coal burner. Okay. All right. So this is kind of a show, but who's the show for? If the Chinese are watching it, we could say it's a show for Chinese. But I honestly have never been there. Has anyone in the audience ever been to modern China? What Whitaker worked around China... Chinese a lot during the Cold War, and he said they're very similar to Jews. It's just there are a lot more of them. They're mercantile. They, you know, they're consumed with past oppressions and stuff like that. If the Chinese wall had been built by joggers, it would have been made of cow dung. That's it's a sad fact. Looks set up. Each situation looked orchestrated. That definitely looks orchestrated. 100%. It's YouTube. It's, you know. It's not organic. Nothing about it's organic. I'm just trying to figure out, is this for American audience? Is it for American blacks? They're the ones watching this, right? And some white people. Is it for Africans in Africa? China does big business in Africa. I can't believe it's for the Chinese people. That's all I'm saying. You know, YouTube doesn't do shit for the Chinese people because they're not allowed to, as far as I know.
You're part of
Han Chinese hate blacks on average, yes. But, you know, they're susceptible to social media and brainwashing just like anyone else.
You're part of the problem.
Disney has to remake black characters for movies for China. That's a fact. So I have to have a feeling that the video that we just saw pieces of will never be shown a large scale in China. In other words, most of the Chinese out of the billion there are not going to have access to it.
You're part of the problem, I think, with the hatred on trans people. It's really not that deep. Like, if someone wants to dress up however they want, that's totally fine.
Okay, so and I'm not preventing you from dressing up like this. However, like, let me ask you a question. I will flush this out. So let's pretend you say you are a woman. I know you are a man, but I refuse to call you a woman.
Okay.
Who's the hateful one?
I would say you are. I mean, I wouldn't appreciate it.
So you're going to force me and shame me. No, hold on a second. I'm the hateful one.
It's really just like... common courtesy.
It is never common courtesy to lie. Okay. You do not become a thing just because you say it, you are the thing. So, and guess what? Nobody in the history of the species that was born XX or born XY and transitioned is able to change their chromosomes. Every one of your cells is coded either XX or XY. It is an insult to women everywhere in this audience and across the country that saying that you could just have wear makeup and dress like a woman, undergo surgery.
This is Turning Point USA.
That you magically become a woman. And
see, I think a certain percentage of this stuff is staged too.
It is the abolition of women and is the abolition of reality. And we see great unjust.
Because look at this crazy faggot. I mean, obviously he's disturbed, but it looks like just a regular dude putting on a dress. like Jim Belushi or something.
We see great unjust human suffering.
With big, big hoop earrings and a bow in his hair. It doesn't look like he's really trying to be a woman. It looks like some kind of gag. Trannies are just creepy clowns. Yeah. The Great Wall of China was actually engineered by the Romans, and they used Chinese slaves. That's funny. I don't know about that, but what's the backstory here? Police have arrested Dirma Quayan Cox, 33, charged with one count of felony criminal mischief and failure to identify. He's being held in bi-state jail in Texarkana, Texas. Investigation is ongoing. First report of vandalism. All right. The first report of vandalism came from the Golden Palace restaurant, where surveillance footage captured a man on a mini four-wheeler intentionally ramming to a parked Tesla at full speed while officers were searching for the suspect. Another report came in. Oh, so he's running into Teslas. Some of this stuff is funny, but it's definitely going upscale. They're talking about major terror charges against people that run into Teslas, vandalizing property. Here's the thing. The government of the United States does not like any vandalism of any Fortune 500 anything. I don't like it. Let's see this. So this black guy has an issue with Elon Musk. 33 years old. What's on his back? What is on his back? It's a mini four-wheeler, and he is way too big for it. Okay, so he's giant, and he's bumping into Teslas. Ramming Teslas on this, like, looks like a home-built four-wheeler. It's kind of weird looking. Was he got a bicycle pump on his back? I don't know. 33-year-old man crashes his mini four-wheeler into a Tesla Cybertruck. Yeah, I mean, each one of these, quote-unquote, like, scratching down the side of these particular trucks or doing something like this, it's usually always like they say $10,000 in damage. Yeah, I got better things to do than get a felony for some type of terrorism against Tesla over Elon Musk. I got better things to do with my time. Saw that post, Toyota sticker on the back of a Tesla truck. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to see how much time he gets. They say they're going to start hammering these people that are, destroying Teslas and whatnot.
No, let me tell you.
This is pretty funny. Check out this white kid. And any fans of wrestling? I don't know. I haven't seen anything like this in years. Hulk Hogan.
No, let me tell you something, brother. When you walk in this beat shop, I'm surprised that you still got the shirt on, Jack.
Do let me tell you something, Hulkster. The first time I met you, I was only 3 years old, but now I'm 6 years old. So now we got attention. You're a bigger level, man. Just like when you put that no good stinky giant over your head and send them right through the cannon in front of 93,000 Hulkamaniacs. So what are they gonna do when the power of the Hulkster and the Roaster and the dual 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
I think he's watched a lot of wrestling. Wrestling was somewhat entertaining growing up. I was never that big into it, but he definitely did a good Hulk Hogan there. What do you guys think? I don't know. How many guys have you watched wrestling growing up? Any of you guys watch wrestling? It used to be pretty innocent. I don't know. Hulk Hogan has his own beat shop or something. I don't know. Kid walked into there. Let's see what Mr. Paul Miller has to say here.
Whoa. Excuse me, just for a moment, just for a moment. I'm a licensed therapist, and you kind of look like you might need some therapy. Would you like to have a session?
What's up, Aaron White?
Bitch, fuck you.
All right, listen, you fucking cunt, you ugly bitch with all that shit in your fucking face. You are a disgusting whore.
I like that.
I'm sure you do. You probably like the abuse. The next time some nigger that you date abuses you, you'll probably love it.
That was spicy.
He's going to knock those fucking piercings right out of your fucking face.
Well, that might hit close to home, Mr. Paul Miller. Look out. Look out. Let's see what you got here. Oh, this is my Morning Post. I'm trying to find classic Dixie not necessarily animations, but videos for my Morning Post. Watch some Dixie. Southern skies. Shocking facts. Too many piercings. Southern skies. She did give herself two black eyes. Joy. Okay. We like that. Looking for more of those, actually. Patriot Front is being accused of violent training in the news simply because they built a MMA gym somewhere. They really want men weak and passive. Fight Back podcast. Hold on. Let's see what else they're putting on. I'm going to play Thomas for a few minutes here. I know that the particular MMA, that particular, I'm pretty sure this is the one that came, the guy that owns it was on the show, pretty sure. Replying to the news segment slander. Let's see what Thomas has to say.
So I thought I would sit down today and give my response to a recent news segment published by...
Let me get my head out of the way. Let's see what he has to say. I appreciate you guys supporting the show today and every day. Let's see what's up here. Next week, we have two interviews. I have on Mr. Hersant out of Australia on Monday. I think it's like at 7 p.m., though. On here. I got to check. 7 p.m. And then on Friday, I have on Emily Yukis. So it's going to be an intriguing week.
By a Mr. Phil Williams. Now, unlike Mr. Williams, I have better things to do. So, this news segment was published about 2 weeks ago, I believe, and I'm just going to be sitting down, listening through it, and I will be stopping to give all of you my thoughts in a very unscripted and a straightforward approach to the various myriad of slander, libel, and malicious allegations made in this segment, and you'll hear it all straight from me. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Tonight at 6, News Channel 5 investigates the neo-Nazis next door, a large hate group that our investigation discovered is expanding its presence right here in Tennessee. Good evening to you. I'm Carrie Sharp.
This has to be about the compound that came on my show, the owner of that.
That group, the so-called Patriot Front, is probably best known for plastering our communities with their hate-filled posters and graffiti.
I would say objectively, we're definitely best known for the marches, which is the only activism of ours they featured in the segment, but let's keep going.
Now our investigation has uncovered new videos that reveal the group is also preparing for battle.
They didn't uncover these videos in an investigation, we published them.
Chief investigative reporter Phil Williams is continuing his Hate Comes to Main Street investigation. Phil, you have been working on this story for more than 3 months.
That's right. And during that time, we gathered never before seen video that shows what the Patriot Front is really up to. As you're
also a lie. The video he features is a video that we published, and it's not never before seen because we published it.
You're about to see that includes training men to fight right here in the volunteer state.
This is an allegation you hear a lot of times throughout this video. We're, you know, training men to fight, and we'll get into it a little bit more. But martial arts is not evidence of criminal intent.
Right now, they've got an enemy. If they get rid of their enemies, they're going to have to fight a new one.
Our investigation began last fall as anti-fascist activists protested an annual white supremacist gathering inside the lodge at Montgomery Bell State Park, about 40 miles west of Nashville.
Of course, the anarchists, with extremely violent rhetoric protesting the American Renaissance Conference, do not get any of the same treatment that Patriot Front does in this segment because Phil Williams is ideologically more aligned with them.
It was an investigation that would eventually lead us across the state to this large compound being built by a hate group right here in Tennessee.
This is the same MMA. It's an MMA club. It's a private club. And the owner of the club is in Patriot Front.
Where members train.
I did an interview with the guy.
For battles that sometimes play out on the streets of America.
It's the same clip I played on my show.
America.
With him.
That is a ridiculous sentence. So first of all, not a compound. This is a regular piece of land in a rural part of the country. And it has a barn-type building with a private gym on it. And it has a house. This is not a compound. There is no encircling wall. There's no guard towers. There's no spotlights. There's no barbed wire. This isn't the... They want you to imagine this sort of Aryan Nations fantasy militia Waco from the 80s sort of nonsense when they're ascribing all of this to us, but none of it is true. What he's describing is essentially private property that some people live at. Not
Norman, Tennessee, it was his name. If you go back and watch the interview, it's the same stuff.
Owned by me or the organization, just people's houses, and they decide to train jiu-jitsu there and other martial arts combat sports, which are ultimately sports and practical disciplines. And he says this is a intent to engage in battle that sometimes play out on the streets of America. Well, he doesn't cite a single example because it hasn't. And the core idea that if I am intending to engage in battles on the streets of America, and I have been organizing with hundreds of men.
He would actually be in jail a long time ago, and so we interview you if you're trying to do that on the streets of America.
For almost a decade, and not one of these battles has taken place. Either I am so inept at creating these public battlefield locations in incidents, or it's a falsehood. And he's just relying on the sort of news anchor veneer of official credibility to sell you these lies. Let's keep going.
These are smart, observant, thoughtful Americans who see that our country is going in the wrong direction and has been going in the wrong direction for decades.
Taylor's
Which
right
may
that.
Be why Jerry Taylor, the founder of the American Renaissance Conference, insisted that we not take video of any faces while we were inside the conference.
He insisted that you not take video of any faces, Mr. Williams, because evidently you have a very bad track record of protecting people's personal information or falsely ascribing people to some sort of political ideology you happen to disagree with and then slandering them. We'll get into that more later.
How about the neo-Nazis?
I don't even know a neo-Nazi.
That is absolutely false. Jared Taylor lied to you.
Jeff Tischhauser tracks hate for the Southern...
Tischhauser.
Poverty Law Center.
Southern Poverty Law Center.
And he knows a lot about the men we identified from outside the conference using facial recognition software. Men like Thomas Rousseau.
So they say they needed facial recognition software, and they have this amazing little CSI type graphic going on the news segment here, where they're flashing between a bunch of different. This is not what a facial recognition software user interface looks like, and it's me, and I think I'm something well.
Yeah, bare knuckle boxing events. I think if I were to advise, I mean that club was basically. They were becoming. They're basically a gym open to membership, is what I believe.
Well known to people who are researching Patriot Front. If you search up the organization, I'm one of the faces you'll see. I'm wearing the same clothes that I do in a lot of videos. He did not need facial recognition software to determine that was me when I'm wearing my hat. This is a ridiculous.
Being marches are designed to present an image that also hides the hate behind their cause.
When you get.
It's not meant to hide anything. We say what we believe. We show what we want to show. He does not have recent information. He does not have full information. And more importantly, does not have accurate information. He's making these wild allegations based on very piecemeal evidence extrapolated to.
I'm going to have on Thomas to talk about it. I don't have time to play his whole entire response, although I may save it for Friday and go through it and see what else he has to say. But basically it is. I'm going to see this news piece here. This isn't your granddad's KKK, all right, here? This isn't your granddad's KKK inside the hate group expanding its presence in Tennessee. They're kind of expanding their presence everywhere. This is the piece he's talking about. I think I covered it one time. I'll have to have Thomas on to talk about it. I have an email out to him. Now, this is again, is Norman, Tennessee. He came on and talked about his particular business. They're going to have these gyms, and these gyms are open for business. Would I have filmed the bare knuckle? I would have filmed MMA stuff, the bare knuckle stuff. I don't know the laws. They know the laws. They don't seem to care. It does attract a certain type of young man that they're looking for, and they seem to have a pretty good crop of them. So, yeah, it's hard to say. I bet most libtards are bored by this, too. I would imagine so. I don't see it as anything. If you keep yelling, the devil, but at the same time, the devil's not showing up, you're going to end up running into a bunch of problems eventually. It's just kind of like the Jews kind of presenting themselves as angels that can do no wrong over and over again. Sooner or later, everyone's going to take a hard look at you and things are going to go the other direction. But if you present Patriot Front as the devil, they're far cry from like the Klan or anything else. They're just organizing, getting their lives together and forming networks. They're not really doing. I can't see that they're doing anything other than that, and maybe some propaganda, but their propaganda endeavors are, you know, pretty harmless. It's just basic American nationalism, if you could call it that, you know. The Jews who cried Nazi, quote unquote, exactly. 100%. But we will play the, I'll get him on. Better yet, I will get him on. Miss Scotland bit two security guards and called one the N-word as she was kicked out of the rugby competition. This is making news. She's definitely a good-looking girl. We've got a whole pandemic of this, don't we? This is something that wouldn't happen without the internet. The internet has a lot of bad things I don't like about it, but it has a lot of good things. It's a new form of communication, for sure. And she'll probably go to jail for the rest of her life in Scotland for saying the hard R. But I don't know if she said the hard R. Bit two security guards and called one the N-word or she was kicked out of rugby competition. I'm sure some of you guys can fix her, although she doesn't need fixing, in my book. Maybe she was drinking a little bit. She is Scottish. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Miss Scotland, eh? Let's look her up. I don't know much about her, but let's see what's going on. She'll probably do 1,000 hours of community service, maybe worse. Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Ex-Miss Scotland beauty queen hurled racist abuse and bit security guards in unhinged drunken rant. Okay, she was drunk. I want to hear the rant, though. Yeah, the rant. Those aren't good pictures. They're not showing good pictures of her. There she is. Miss Scotland bit two security guards and called one the N-word and saying, "Do you know who I am?" All right. We do now. A sheriff dismissed Thompson's claim she acted in self-defense. She was invited to the event to act as an ambassador. She promoted on social media. Miss Scotland Winter says she was acting in self-defense and had only drunk 2.5 ciders and that her sister was allegedly cornered by event security. Thompson denied the charges against her, but her version of events was derided as utterly implausible by Sheriff Derek O'Connell. He found her guilty and fined her 790 British pounds sterling. She was also stripped of her Miss Scotland title, with organizers saying she had been dethroned. Okay, so they did that. That's probably more devastating than the fine. She got off lucky. That's about a $1,000 fine, I'd say, maybe $1,100 fine. Orchid Man says she's acting in self-defense. Plausible. Plausible. I would let her off. I figure blonde. She's worried about her sister. Self-defense. It's Scotland. It's modern-day UK. We got problems. You know. I believe the racist white girl. Well, she's just colorfully ethnocentric. Yeah. She's truly Miss Scotland. Yeah, she's Miss World, isn't she? She could be Miss World. Believe all base white women. You got to believe them over the others. You got to take the base and leave the rest out. She's not really that attractive. Oh, I'm sure most in the chat would take her. even if you call her a 7, which is she's looks to be about an 8, maybe 10 to some. It depends on what you like. You know, I guess some of you guys used to seeing all kinds of plastic surgery and stuff. She's Scottish all natural. You know, you take something like this and she's an 8 and she has some type of ethnocentric displays. She says a hard R and other good stuff like that, immediately makes her a 15. At least to a nice wig natty chat. One of the many recently jailed for Facebook comments in the UK, sentenced by the leftist judge, who meanwhile let a child rapist go with no jail time. It's like every judge in the UK lets child rapists go, and at the same time throws Facebook commenters and Twitter commenters in jail, had said the civil war is here. Imagine sentencing someone over a spicy post and saying the civil war is here. This apparently justifies the sentence. Interesting that they are afraid of you. They definitely are afraid on some level of a public that they really can't quantify. Druidic, racism is a +2. So you're with me on that. I assume that if a 7 or a 6 is ethnocentric and knows a score, immediately she's an 8 or a 9. Because it's so much less work, right? I mean, that counts for something. Now, it can be fake, but if it's legit, I immediately stack on 2 points. And if she listens to White Rabbit Radio, she's been a listener for like several years, like let's say long enough, like I started listening to you in high school, I started listening to you when I was in college, and she starts talking about past episodes, I put a +2 on top of that, at least a 1.5, just to be social. So let's say she's a 7 and listens to White Rabbit Radio and super based, and she can actually talk about my show, like what I'm about and what I'm not about, which not everyone can do unless you're a listener, right? Someone that's really listened. And she can do that. You got to immediately add like 1.5, I think. You know you're getting into the business there. So I kind of agree with you. And you can go for other podcasts too. You know, she's a listener of whatever, pick your favorite podcaster, and she can like talk about the show and talk about racial politics and whatnot. And you really just don't have to do any work. And you don't have to play any games. You're not like converting some kind of shit lib. It's worth something for the average white guy. And I'm sure vice versa. The average white woman, right? Alcohol is truth serum. That's one way to look at it. Females will follow your lead anyways, so they'll learn. That's true. But the less you have to work at stuff, the easier a man's life is. You don't want to have to work. You got to work at so many other things. Having to work at your better half. Explain like race, the reality of race. You know. Okay, no religion. Don't fight over religion in the chat, guys. It's an endless war. But, you know, you have these women, judges, and men judges in the UK, and they all have to be removed if the UK is going to survive. It's like every single one of them's letting, like, you know, he had 5 terabytes of child pornography, walks free. Someone posted nigger on X or something like that, and they go to jail for, like, 5 years. Or even, not even that, just talking about white genocide. Not that should need to drag them kicking and screaming. Well, maybe some of the better ones. I know guys that have taken liberal women and dragged them kicking and screaming and done okay. So it really depends. Some guys like that type of thing. Like, okay, I'm going to fix her. You know, they do follow your lead, that's for sure. But there's so much stress out there. You would think that most white women would kind of get an inkling of something. I mean, even streamers are, like mainstream streamers, like the one we played earlier, you know. It's hard to say. Ben Shapiro, why does it matter who shot JFK? It's kind of funny. This guy who's famous staying at the top of his X account says, facts don't care about your feelings. He's getting an opinion piece column on this. Much of it has to do with the rapidly declining levels of trust in American government since the 60s. Yeah. And I'm guessing that's the fault of the Nazis on the moon and Mars. It's the fault of the Gentile elites do play a major role, at least in my mind. They won't stand up to you. I mean, they're quietly, you know, bitching about Jews behind the scenes, according to Whitaker, or, you know, like in Washington, or bitching about hating blacks or something like that, but they can't stand up for themselves, so F them too. You know, the truth knocked at Ben's door, facts don't care about your feelings, flew out the window. Yeah, truth starts getting close to home. Facts don't care about your feelings. Oh, okay. It doesn't really count. Doesn't count at all, does it? It matters if you're killing U.S. presidents, although I'm not a fan of Kennedy any more than I'm a fan of Trump. You know? Killing U.S. presidents like Palestinians, you know, par for the course, I guess, right? Now, for the record, I think the Israelis did play a role. They were the only ones not mentioned in playing a role historically. Maybe there's another group, but, you know, American Mob, CIA. I think a lot of different players knew that that was coming, especially Israel. A lot of them, I'm sure a lot of different parties wanted Kennedy dead. Why does it matter who supposedly killed six guerrillion Jews? It's a dicey question. Wheezing in the juice. You're asking spicy questions here today. This is rustling some jimmies. These basic facts, when you put them up on X, by the way, some of them, they limit my tweets. And basically, when they believe in freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. And Elon started quoting the ADL in their shit. So some of this stuff, when you post it, it gets through. And it gets a little bit of traction, but some of it they immediately limit. Now, some of the stuff I've posted of late doesn't have any limits at all, but usually it's nothing about the Jews. So that's kind of an experiment I've been doing. I'm doing very well on X. I've taken tweets now. I've had to take tweets down. That one I showed you about the other day, comparing Hollywood cartoons before and after World War II. They made me take that. Well, they didn't make me take it down. It was limited in reach, so I took it down. But they're sending me things over that. When it comes to the Jewish question, they're definitely sensitive. We definitely have the tribe being very sensitive. Whoever's running X, and it ain't Elon Musk. I mean, I guess he's running it superficially, but you get the picture. I mean, he's using ADL terms, freedom of reach, not freedom of speech. Or freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. What kind of gay shit is that? Oh, it's Jewish. Jewish support for affirmative action increases when told that it will harm whites. This type of thing just rustles whites' jimmies, and it should. When asked if affirmative action policies are worth pursuing, even if they create negative outcomes, especially for, specifically for whites, support for affirmative action decreases among whites, blacks, Hispanics, but actually increases among Jews. Yeah, well, this will hurt white people, Jews. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to be on their side. I don't think so. I'm on my own side. Lest we forget. Yeah, this is an older one, I know, but it's good to run this old stuff. This is one from South Africa. I don't usually respond to such idiotic posts, but just for clarity, I'm a white settler in South Africa, okay? I'm Jewish by birth, but anti-Zionist and pro-Palestine. Oh, my. My writings focus on the evil of white supremacy in South Africa and beyond. Oh, my God. No. No, I'm reading the comments underneath this stuff. All right. Yeah, I'll show you some stuff. What's the type of stuff that gets a lot of attention? Well, this is a good one. This one was actually reposted by Kittler. All right. That gets good stuff. I'm going to get that one. White genocide stuff can do well, somewhat better. Let me see something else here. I'm trying to find the larger ones I did in the past week. This is a big one. Yeah, this is the whitest thing you'll see today, 312,000. This is a good example of what happens when you're not, like, being actively held back. see here. This is something that I showed you the other day. It still has almost 500,000. So it's kind of like the benign stuff that gets a lot. Well, at one time it would be very spicy, but now it's kind of reinforcing what most whites are already seeing. And so they're kind of grabbing onto it. But it also doesn't get limited. If you're not getting limited, they're trying to guide speech, it looks like to me. You know, I keep posting things that are kind of spicy on the JQ, like this racist obsession with South African white genocide. This is getting some play today, but only 5,000 views compared to the previous, which 500,000 over a benign, like white guy saying, I don't want to be around minorities anymore. Well, that's kind of par for the course. This mentions the ADL, and what has the ADL in the title? And it says, the racist obsession with South African white genocide. This, of course, you know. Why the War in Iraq is Right for America by Ben Shapiro, August 11, 2005. I put that up there, 17,000. Now, every once in a while, something like this sneaks through, which doesn't really say anything about the Jews, but it does. It does. You got to remind them, though. You got to remind them. But you got a group looking out for their own interests. Now, their interest appears to be white America, at least part of white America, surviving. I don't know what that means. I'm leery of all of it, as usual. Now, this, of course, is a big hit. It keeps getting retweeted. Over 300,000. It's just white guys saving a turtle. I played it on my show. A lot of the stuff I play on the show. But, you know, the stuff that's getting traction. Now, this, I think, is intriguing. All right? This is kind of the setup. So when you actively, let's say you're a known quantity, I'm a known quantity, anyone can do their homework on me, been written up by all these groups at one time or another, been out there a long time. When I go too far, I'm immediately limited and sent a particular email from Twitter. You know, this tweet's limited, you can choose to take it down, blah, 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 blah. You're not being suspended, we're just limiting its reach because it violates our hate policy. Now, here we got Steven Crowder. Now, I have an ADL tweet about white genocide. It's just a headline tweet. It says it all. See how people respond to it. This is Steven Crowder. I don't like AIPAC because they donate explicitly to anti-American causes. Now, this type of thing has become somewhat benign, but it immediately gets 500,000. So he's getting that through, and he's calling out AIPAC. He's adding them. He's adding AIPAC, at AIPAC. You know, he's calling them out. What's up, Ryan GGG? Look at me. We are the Overton window now. You are. Donating 14 and 88. You know? Yeah, I mean, I could see the pro-white attitude about JFK because I don't really like him. But it does matter. When we've been consistently lied to about Hollywood, about all the conspiracy theories, and anyone doing their homework at all, there's one group that you have to include in that. One group, but constantly doesn't get included. Their only qualifier is, do you support Israel? That's not American ideal as far as the foreign policy goes. Let's listen to what he has to say here for a few seconds. But I find it curious that this discussion between AIPAC, the Jews, it seems like the Jews want to have a discussion between me, myself, and I, between everyone that's been on their payroll for a while about the Jewish question. You know, let's have a discussion about the Jewish question. We don't really want to have it with Kevin McDonald. We don't want to have it with David Duke or pick your favorite. We want to have it with people we can have it with and not get thrown out of the country. That's what it looks like to me. You guys call me. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
Now, here's the
thank you very much for your generous support, Ryan GGG, of now and all over the years. You know, Ryan GGG has been a long-term subscriber of WhiteRabbitRadio.net. Have you guys been a long-term subscriber of WhiteRabbitRadio.net? You can subscribe, at least at the moment, at a discount on Odyssey. That could change in the future, but right now it's a discount.
First claim I'm going to address, and this will get me sideways with conservative nonprofits who support Israel no matter what at every single point, including AIPAC, that AIPAC is a very...
Isn't he supposedly gay?
...conservative organization.
AIPAC's election war chest financed by major donors, including several Republican billionaires and key GOP funders, has started imposing expensive consequences for lawmakers who express criticism of the U.S.'s unwavering support for Israel.
Okay, here's the truth. AIPAC donates significantly more to Democrats than Republicans.
Hmm.
They do donate a lot to Republicans. Again, their only qualifier is, do you support Israel, period? That is not an American ideal as far as policy. They give more to Democrats. So in 2024, Democrat candidates...
So we got Steven Crowder doing a basic primer on AIPAC. Where's this going to be in a couple years? Well, I'm guessing the average white person and the average non-white person all over the planet will probably be yelling kike 5 times a day. I don't know. It's just my guess. These type of trends are overwhelming, these anti-Semitic trends in society. And you're dealing with a group at the top of an empire. They're very good at getting to the top, as Dr. Kevin McDonald demonstrates in his book, but not very good at maintaining power. And this is very tough to do, considering there appears to be elements of certain different elite factions that using this as negotiating tactics and other things. And we can only speculate on stuff behind the scenes. That's the rumor that he's gay. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. You know. We will see full-fledged pretender, phony, anti-Semitic, white nationalists. Hold on here. Anti-Semitic white nationalist Jews before this is all said and done. Well, there's always been Jews, especially from places in America that outwardly didn't like blacks and other minorities. Bernard Baruch, of course, very famous character. In American finance, he stood up and did the rebel yell when they were making fun of the South in New York and stuff like that. So there's always been this type of thing. They tend to go with the trends, basically. If the trends are liberal, they go with that. The challenge is that they always, as far as my reading of history, go against any society or start going against any society they live in. Now, the ideal is they can change that. I don't know. Usually they live in a society and they make war on that society eventually. You know, in the short term, you know, whatever. But over the long run, you're all Palestinians. It's the way I read history. Fuentes has been trying to goad Matt Walsh to abandon the Daily Wire. I think his contract's too big. He might eventually just take over the Daily Wire. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Give us the land back, says the black man. When my father bought his 740 hectare acres piece of land, there was no water, no fencing, fuck all. Only a small house, zero production. Hard work, planning, commitment. We made it a top commercial farming unit. Some dry years, some top years. Farming is not for anyone. You are born a farmer. You can't force it. We built everything you see on the pick ourselves. And I'm damn proud of it. Just leave us alone. They're not going to leave you alone, white man. This is Boer, Mr. Boer in South Africa. It's a fine farm, and they built it all from scratch. There's a lot of them in America that were built from scratch like this, too, at one time. They've been buying them up, though. They're not going to leave you alone, white man. It's not how this works, unfortunately. I know most whites just want to be left alone. It's what we all say, but it just doesn't work like that. Doesn't work. This is his picture. He's probably afraid of showing his picture, although he showed his farm. Good looking cattle. Look at his cattle. Nice. And won't leave you alone. Iranian man who raped his lodger in London can't be deported in case he is persecuted in his homeland for being a convicted rapist. This shit is almost unbelievable. 500 years from now, this will be unbelievable to most normal people. The whites that survived this stuff. Yeah. We can't deport you because you're a rapist and you'll be persecuted at home for being a rapist. Well, they'll probably kill them, hang them, because they don't want rapists running around the street with their wives and daughters and stuff like that. We got another horror out of Vienna that, of course, Elon Musk is retweeting, so I grabbed it. This is Vicegrad 24, breaking shockingly lenient sentence for ringleader of rape gang of up until 17 young migrant men that raped a 12-year-old Austrian girl. 18-year-old Afghan asylum seeker was sentenced to 15 months probation and a fine of $1,000. He will stay out of prison. Wow. Austrian migrant rape gang horror. Girl 12 passed around like a trophy for more than a dozen boys during horrifying repeated sex attacks in Vienna. Hmm. You can't hate them enough. That's for damn sure. And of course, Ireland is always in the news. These Irish social media stars are putting it all on social media and doing a good job of it. Get my head out of the way. Let's see what they're putting. This is stuff I probably played before. They're putting it together in these before and afters. You can see them side by side, Black Ireland and White Ireland. I know, Black Ireland, it sounds crazy, but it's like a thing. Redheads. You know, the Israelis hate the Irish, that's for sure. Let's go on with some more Irish news. Let's see. You're never getting your country back. So the Africans are taunting the Irish.
You are never!
There's about 40 million of them in America, so you better hope they don't invade.
You are never!
More Africans in Ireland acting like this.
You're never
getting your country back. What do they mean by that, I wonder?
What do they mean by that?
What people don't realize, re-immigration is inevitable. It will happen in the next 10, 20 years. There's laws in Ireland, they're not applied now, but if someone isn't loyal to the state or they're behaving badly, you can revoke citizenship. Yes, they might have a passport, but if they're posting videos...
It's going to take a little bit more than words, I think. You're going to have laws, you're going to have... McGregor's running, let's see what this guy has to say. South African asylum seeker Lucky Kambuli demands all asylum seekers be granted the right to work in the moment they land in Ireland. Let's hear what he has to say. This is the EFF spokesperson over in Ireland. A movement of asylum seekers in Ireland, an NGO. Oh, okay.
Until such time, everybody who comes in this country has and availed himself for a self-protection.
Weezing the Juice says, my 1/8 Irish is fuming. I can only imagine full bloods are boiling.
Protection.
Let me turn this up because he's got this African, thick African accent.
Till such time, everybody who comes in this country has and availed himself for a self-protection has undiscriminative right to work immediately so that people can be able to support themselves. But we are saying, even if you have been refused because you would have been failed by the system, we want the minister to acknowledge and give you the right to work. We want people not to be deported here. Deportations is a killer.
Now this guy, here's what pisses a lot of people off about this. This guy speaking in Ireland, he's from the EFF. This is from the ones calling for genocide in South Africa. Now, it's like they're running some kind of game on behalf of someone, and we're not supposed to notice.
If there's anyone that is here, I don't want you to even show your hand. If there's anyone that is here who is under deportation order, please know that you are not alone. We are with you. We will stand by you until the end. Until.
Oof. He's going to stand by you in Ireland. Throw his ass back to Africa. You know, now this will really piss you off. I've played stuff like this before, but this is a different one. It's from March 25th. Irish sons and daughters can't buy their own homes while Indians, this is a jeet in Ireland, are rubbing it in our faces that they can. This is what colonization looks like. Yeah, it's interesting. The last colonization, the Irish were up in arms going crazy. And this one, they're just warming up a little bit. They're getting pissed, though. Don't get it wrong. These are Jeets over in Dublin. And they won a lottery for a house.
Getting keys to our new house, Dublin, Ireland.
बरसों से थे कितने अधूरे धीरे धीरे रंग सजा के तूने कर दिए उनको पूरे वादा है वादा चाहेंगे तुमको जीवन से ज्यादा है वादा
They can't even afford houses, and here you got some Jeet coming over there getting in some kind of Irish lottery that mostly you would think some like middle class Irish person or a poor Irish person would be in, but no, it's a Jeet. Yeah, they're not doing this for whites, for actual legitimate Irish. Not even anything Irish American. It's just freaking sad. Absolutely sad. Ireland is marked for a form of genocide. This is controversial. Let's see what this is about. I haven't heard this yet, but this is controversial. Angelo Plume played this. I need to get on a show again. I liked Angelo. He's European.
I was in Buenos Aires a few months ago and I met Michael Yon, who's a kind of famed war correspondent in Afghanistan, and he was a Green Beret. And this guy is amazing. And
yeah, there are trains in Ireland. I don't know how many. I mean, you can drive across the place in a few hours.
He and his, Asian wife or partner, they spend a lot of time in the Darien Gap, which is a crucible where, as he calls it, the invasion of the USA all centers around the Darien Gap down near Colombia, near Panama Canal, I think. And I interviewed him and I still haven't released the interview. So he said, why not? Well, it's not so much demonetization. It's just quite a shocking interview. And he backs up every one of his facts. But he calls it invasion. And he said Ireland is marked for a form of genocide. And that's another reason I didn't release it, because I just thought it was pretty heavy stuff to release. But I said, well, hold on a minute. And he said, look, I track the whole of the world militarily, and particularly with this mass migration, which is really an invasion. And he said, Ireland comes up repeatedly in the crosshairs. So I don't know exactly why. Another reason I didn't release it was he talked about all the NGOs who are driving for many, many decades the mass migration. And he noted, and I checked it out, and it's true, that they're all headed up by a certain type or certain peoples. And that peoples, you're not.
Tell us about the peoples. Tell us about the certain peoples.
They're all headed up.
Orkin man, send him to school.
Up by us.
In tower constructor, send this guy to school.
Certain type or certain people.
Ryan GGG, send this guy to school. Well, it might be illegal in Ireland. I don't know.
It's true that they're all headed up by a certain type or certain peoples. And that peoples, you're not allowed to discuss. But like, you know, the Zionist thing. And the irony is that.
All right.
The Israel is the only country in the broad West, if you like, that's got a very strong positive birth rate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the problem. The only one that's associated with the West. That's the problem.
Everywhere else, it's collapsed. Clearly, Zionist thinking and the influence it has in America is that Israel must be kept very special and very ethnic. So there's no mass migration there. And it's just ironic that most of the mass migration, like IOM and the huge ones in the Darien Gap, most of them are led by essentially Zionist-type people.
It's strange.
Zionist-type people, ZTPs. This is a code for Zog. Zog, of course, is illegal in Europe, but you can say ZTP, Zionist-type people.
It's me that there's an analogy.
All right, let's watch this again.
I was in Buenos Aires a few months ago, and I met Michael Yon, who's a kind of famed war correspondent in Afghanistan, and he was a Green Beret. And this guy's amazing. And he and his, I think, an Asian wife or partner, they spend a lot of time in the Darien Gap, which is a crucible where, as he calls it, the invasion of the USA all centers around the Darien Gap down near Colombia, near Panama Canal, I think. And I interviewed him, and I still haven't released the interview. So he said, why not? Well, it's not so much demonetization. It's just quite a shocking interview. And he backs up every one of his facts. But he calls it invasion. And he said Ireland is marked for a form of genocide. And that's another reason I didn't release it, because I just thought it was pretty heavy stuff to release. But I said, well, hold on a minute. And he said, look, I track the whole of the world militarily, and particularly with this mass migration, which is really an invasion. And he said, Ireland comes up repeatedly in the crosshairs. So I don't know exactly why. Another reason I didn't release it was he talked about all the NGOs who are driving for many, many decades the mass migration. And he noted, and I checked it out, and it's true, that they're all headed up by a certain type or a certain peoples. And that peoples you're not allowed to discuss, but like, you know, the Zionist thing. And the irony is that the Israel is the only country in the broad West, if you like, that's got a very strong positive birth rate. Everywhere else it's collapsed. Clearly, Zionist thinking and the influence it has in America is that Israel must be kept very special and very ethnic. So there's no mass migration there. And it's just ironic that most of the mass migration, like IOM and the huge ones in the Darien Gap, most of them are led by essentially Zionist type people.
Led by Zionist type people. Well, he got there. He did get there. I thought it was kind of funny. Zionist type people. Certain peoples. I knew it was coming. Pure coincidence. Who is this guy on the left? Looks familiar. It's someone from GBI. It's Angelo Plume, who, of course, is one of the editors at Countercurrents. I usually like what he has to say, by the way. Angelo's a pretty bright guy. The Gardaí are trying to charge Conor McGregor just days after he announced a presidential run. They say he incited hatred after a Muslim migrant stabbed three kids. It's clear the government doesn't want to get him to get into politics. DPP weighs up charges over Conor McGregor's role in allegedly incited hatred around Dublin riots. Now, I'm guessing Elon Musk is involved behind him. I don't know what Colin could do other than withdraw from the EU. Well, they could withdraw from the EU and with America's help start deport. If they wanted to, they could do a lot of different things. I don't know what the UK would do. They would be in the Commonwealth. The problem with the Commonwealth, a lot of problems with the Commonwealth, you know. McGregor's posts were deemed by Specialist Gardaí from the NBCI to meet the criteria for alleged incitement to racism. Incitement to hatred, sorry. Okay. It's clear the establishment sees him as a threat. We will stop McGregor's bid for Arras Coalition. Okay. We'll see here. We will stop McGregor's bid. They don't like Conor McGregor. See what else, if there's any new news. All right. Incitement for racisms. We're going to have to follow it to see if he actually gets convicted. I think it's going to be hard to convict him by a jury of his peers. It's pretty benign what he said. He's just standing up for his country. That's what most Irish are going to see. But if they put him on trial in Dublin and you get a trial of migrants, get some kind of show trial for him, we'll have to watch and see. I don't know what you can do, because Ireland's part of the EU and you have to take in migrants, quote unquote. And yeah, I already showed you guys this racist obsession with South African white genocide with that big ADL. Yeah, why would people be obsessed with white genocide? Why would whites care? The BRICS is putting this bullshit out. South African President Ramaphosa says that the claim that white people are being persecuted in South Africa is a completely false narrative. This is hilarious. Western decline ratios this fucker. Well, not quite. Not quite yet. He's working on a ratio, though. This is Brix News releases this. And then we got right here. This is Western Decline posts this right underneath Brix News. And this is good. It's good for the average person that has access to X that can tolerate it or deal with their bullshit to actually put this underneath that so someone new that doesn't know can listen to the words straight from the horse's mouth. This is EFF spokesman Malema. And let's listen. We are cutting the throats of whites.
The mayor of DA in PE is a white man. So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain because you have touched a white man. Not because Mashaba and Soli will not be touched. They will be touched, don't worry. But we are starting with this whiteness. We are cutting the throat of whiteness.
Yes. According to the South African president, there isn't anti-white narratives in South Africa. Yes. That's a good point, Western Decline. Very good point you're making there. All right. I'm going to follow this dude. It's fighting bullshit night and day, that's for sure. The good news is whites generally believe in white genocide, by and large, if they're not dysfunctional. Even Elon Musk has to talk about it. There's probably a lot of different reasons for that. We can't trust anyone at the top, of course. And I wouldn't start right yet. I wouldn't start just yet, but we've got more in the news. I will keep you up to date on Conor McGregor and all that kind of good stuff. I appreciate you guys' support tonight and tuning in. And we got more out of here. Marco Rubio, of course. I just want to see the Secretary of State. We got the richest man in the world saying white genocide. It's just kind of funny. Let me hear the Secretary of State. Now, of course, there are some white nationalists who say, why does it matter? Why does it matter? It doesn't from the position of... From the perspective of the fact that none of these people are for us, but the fact that they have to say it is relatively funny. And I'll tell you why someday. I'll tell you why. There's actually a very straightforward reason. It has to do with the nature of our reality, and it's something that most people just don't understand. How important words are in our reality. And they don't really have a choice. There's nothing they can really do except try to run these kind of limited holdout positions. And our side tends to think they can run it forever. They can't. It's not how this works. It's kind of like the Republican saying, I'm not a racist, but that doesn't really work. What they're doing doesn't really work either. It is going to be funny. By the fact that they can never go far enough, and none of them are the real deal, and they don't even understand it, I don't think. A lot of them don't. Especially Marco Rubio. It's kind of funny. I just want to hear Secretary of State say white genocide, and Elon needs to use his money to help whites in SA. South Africa, what are the odds on that either in Vegas, zero? Eh? Kill the Boer is a chant that incites violence. South Africa's leaders and politicians must take action to protect Afrikaner and other disfavored minorities. The United States is proud to offer those individuals who qualify for admission to our nation amid this continued horrible threats of violence. Well, I want them to send in the Marines to make sure the Boers have their property and can keep their property. Weezing in the juice, all hail. The coveted 8888. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. It's very generous of you, Weezing in the Juice. Whose comments are on fire tonight, as usual. But narrative control is important. Words are important. Important aspect of our reality. Something that our side needed, a new form of communication. We're coming in completely backwards. We got people supporting this type of stuff or even like talking about AIPAC, but they really can't carry a discussion on the Jewish question. But that's okay. We can. Talking about white genocide, they don't really know enough about it. But that's okay. Let them run off the cliff. It's kind of funny. This is going to be really humorous one morning. We just have to survive it. That's it. Anyways, I asked Grok this. This is Morgoth. This is intriguing. List 10 steps that would enable the demographic replacement of the native British population. Will it be called replacement or genocide? It'll be called genocide. Of course. You know, if you go to a barber, he's going to tell you you need a haircut. I'm guessing it's going to be called genocide. The richest man in the world's not using replacement. It's kind of funny. But in Europe, replacement comes out of France. It has a little bit different connotation in the French language, replacement, than in the English language. But nonetheless, it's legal to say replacement. Increases immigration levels, encourages higher immigrant birth rates, reduce native birth rates, ease citizenship and voting rights, promote multiculturalism over assimilation. It's kind of interesting. This is Grok. Open borders policy, economic displacement of natives, urban concentration of immigrants, suppress native cultural identity, long-term population planning. So Grok is telling us how they're going to get rid of us. Here's a suggestion to reverse it. All right. Strengthen border controls. All right. Increase funding to immigration enforcement, reform welfare policies, encourage higher native birth rates through tax incentives, limit voting rights for non-citizens by extending the residency period required for naturalization, promote cultural assimilation by mandated language and civic education programs, reduce economic incentives for immigration by enforcing stricter labor laws, decentralize immigrant settlement by incentivizing relocation to less populated regions. No. No, we don't want to assimilate them. We don't want to send them back. Protect British cultural identity by funding programs that preserve traditional education. Implement repatriation programs by offering financial incentives for voluntary return. Okay, restrict foreign influence in government. Okay. Is someone going to listen to Grok's, though? Words are vibration. Sound is vibration. Holds the universe together. And words are sound, of course. Cultural assimilation, nah, throw them out. Exactly. I like to throw them out better. But you're on the right path. Germans rise. I want to visit one of my ancestral homelands as it should be. Exactly. I have black friends. Hello, Doc. That's funny. That's a weed you don't want to grow. All right. Now, this picture kind of threw me off. I thought it was like Photoshop, but one of you guys was telling me this is like legit. The Secretary of Defense is traveling around guarded by a lethal harem of 5'10", A10 natural blondes from the Midwest and your short U.S. equities. This is kind of funny. This is an investment tard type of guy. Only cares about stonks. But nonetheless, you got the... He's wearing a trucker hat, our Secretary of Defense. He's like... I think he might be clueless. Or maybe he's diabolical. I don't know. Apparently this is legit, though. Those are soldiers? Some type of special forces soldiers guarding him? What are they? Someone tell me what these are. It's got to be Photoshopped or something. That's what I kept saying. No. On the left is a headline. On the right, buried 16 paragraphs down, is the fact that they were asked to voluntarily deport over 25 years ago and never did. This is how they lie. It's kind of fascinating, some of the people that are getting deported. After living in the U.S. for 35 years and raising 3 citizens, these parents got deported back to Colombia. Their kids want them back. So they were sent a deportation notice. 25 years ago, voluntarily deport, and they wouldn't do it. So they showed up and deported them 35 years later. It's kind of interesting. You're not hearing a lot about this. I mean, the problem is, not that it is what it is, it's immigration laws. They enforce it everywhere else. They need to do this about 50 million times, right? This is pretty funny, though. ISIS hunting Vanessa or Yumseo Chung, a Columbia student who attended a pro-Palestine protest. Chung came to the U.S. from Korea with her family at age 7. I was saying she was Chinese and was her high school's valedictorian. She's a lawful permanent resident. Let me tell you what we know so far. The Jews are kicking her ass out. And they're kicking a few other non-whites out well that are kind of benign. But, you know, they denied it. And they didn't turn up for an immigration hearing 25 years ago. And they're kind of like innocent homeowners in the Midwest. So let's just throw them out. Innocent as far as illegal aliens go. You know, they haven't murdered anyone is what I'm saying, yet. But she protested for Palestine. Well, I'm okay with kicking all of them out, but this is kind of funny. And they will not hesitate. Back to Korea. I think Korea would be a nicer place for her. That's just my opinion. She only hates Jews because she thinks they are white, probably. That's the problem with a lot of these brown anti-Semites. I've been around them. There's a percentage of them that are engaged, basically have been brainwashed by anti-whites. Ironically, those anti-whites many times are Jews, which is the irony. And so it's just, it's a one giant clusterfuck. Everyone just needs to go back to where they're from and let it chill for a couple generations and stay that way. You know, you're either for white well-being or you are anti-white. That's one way to put it. You're either pro-white or anti-white. I don't know. I've seen a lot of Koreans, though, go to these schools like Columbia, the Japanese and whatnot, and end up full of hatred for whites and even hatred for Asian cultures. It's just all messed up. It's all messed up. Left-wing judge overturned Judge Chuang's ruling halting DOJ's takeover of U.S. aid. Okay, judges, basically U.S. aid's takeover by DOJ has been halted by a judge. We have some judges fighting it out. And judges are starting to get threatened is what it comes down to. So some shitlib judges are overruling other shitlib judges because there's some fear in the air. And they could have legitimate, there might be legitimate fear. You're going up against the tribe on some level that's trying to do something with America. I just don't know what yet. You know, there's more than enough non-whites here to, you know, make us into like a Codenhove Kalergi dream plan. Mike Johnson issues chilling new threat to anti-Trump judges nationwide. This is kind of surprising. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has delivered a pointed warning to judges nationwide as local courts have slowed the rollout of Donald Trump's political agenda. We do have the authority over federal courts.
Something is happening right now that has not happened before. In the last 100 years, listen to this, 67% of the injunctions issued against a president were issued against one president alone, and that's Donald J. Trump. 67% of the injunctions over the last 100 years. Okay, that's a problem.
Now, here's the thing. The only reason they're issuing this on a lot of these injunctions, there's a percentage of them, is because he's a white guy. You know, if you're an Asian sitting in one of these courts, an Asian judge, and you're issuing an injunction against, let's say, deporting people, it's obviously an anti-white move. But this is the problem when you give away your country.
92% of those were issued by judges who were known.
Or when maybe you didn't give away your country, but when you didn't, the WASP did not form the ethnogenesis variation of the WASP Hell's Bikers Club and defend our continent against the neo-Cohen invasion.
Are accused of being partisan, you know, Democrat appointees to the court. So that something that unusual is happening, something that is out of the norm. It is a dangerous trend, and it violates equal justice under law, that critical principle. It violates our system itself. It violates separation of powers when a judge thinks that they can enjoin something that a president is doing that the American people voted for. That is not what the founders intended. So there's a natural tension between the branches of the government, and we're working through that. The Judiciary Committee is looking at alternatives. One of the bills that I really like that's already been through committee was authored by Representative Daryl Issa. And that would limit the scope of federal injunctions, the ability of one individual judge to abuse the system in this way.
It's been abused for a long time, but it's really picking up speed on Mr. Trumpy Trump. You know, it's definitely picking up speed on Mr. Trump. And the establishment clearly, elements doesn't like him. All these diverse elements, and there are some whites and some Jews in these federal judge situations that are ruling against him, but there's also a lot of non-whites. It's become comedy. District Court Judge James Bossberg, Chief Judge of the United States District Court for District of Columbia, Bossberg blocked a Trump order to deport Venezuelan migrants. Yeah, they're like, they want to be their own little kings, and it's kind of the way it's set up to protect shitlibs, shitlib democracy. It's all a farce. And I'm curious to see what they do. It's been the question. What do you do about the federal judges? Let's say you want to do what Trump wants. Let's say Trump really wants to do it. Let's say you want to start deporting a lot of people. We haven't seen that yet, but let's say you're going to ramp up and do something. What are you going to do about the judges? This is the question. Here's something. Argentine President Javier Milei orders the release of all remaining documents on Nazis who fled to the country. That's Argentina after World War II, including information on Hitler in Argentina after 1945. Holy shit. 15.2 million views on this one. Hitler in Argentina. And we just had on Shark Hunters. Might have to have on Shark Hunters again. I don't know what they're going to do about this. I'll see where they're going with this one. What do you guys think? Some of you believe it, some of you guys don't. Yeah. Curious to see what Milei finds. There was clearly a lot of National Socialists in Argentina. I don't think anyone's disputing that. Trying to guilt trip someone into giving them more money. Well, they were trying to, they want Credit Suisse to get a hold of, to surrender certain accounts to Israel that were owned by quote-unquote Nazis in Argentina because they had a lot of money. Yeah, Trump says he's looking at setting up some sort of government compensation fund for the January 6 criminals he pardoned. What about Charlottesville?
No, but I took care of it. No, but I took care of them. I said I was going to, and I did.
Is there any talk of, because they lost opportunity, they lost income, any kind of compensation fund?
Well, there's talk about that. We have a lot of people talk about it. A lot of the people that are in government now talk about it because they, a lot of the people in government really like that group of people. They were patriots as far as I was concerned. I talked.
Doesn't Joe Louis, Soros' colleague, work in South America? I don't know.
I talk about them a lot. They were treated very unfairly. You know, the thing they show.
Are you talking about the famous currency trader? I don't know that he likes Soros too much.
Is they show a group of 1,000, whatever it may have been, 1,500 people down. What they don't show, you never see the crowd that day. It was the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before. It went all the way to the Washington Monument. It was so wide. You virtually couldn't see anything else but people. They never show that. Whether it was a million people or less than a million, I don't know what it was. But, you know, I see Bernie Sanders has a few people out there. They say, oh, the crowd is so big. They don't talk about the crowds. But a group of people went down there peacefully and patriotically. Remember that?
Yeah, obviously they shouldn't have been railroaded. You know, Charlottesville was the precursor to that. And Charlottesville, another tragedy. But unfortunately, our guys don't get mentioned. Never forget that one. Should they receive compensation? I think a lot of them were unfairly jailed. I don't know about every single one of them, but no, you had grandmas taken down there and this is just all kinds of silly shit. A lot of some white guys that were just simply patriotic Americans and didn't understand what they were doing were just railroaded. We know how it goes. We've seen it for decades. Welcome to white nationalists. They got the white nationalist treatment. Chris Brunette. Do you guys even know anything about this Chris Brunette? He's got a vendetta. He doesn't like the Groypers. I don't know what the deal is with them or what the truth is with them. Three more alleged federal assets in the lead up to January 6th. In this clip from November 2020, a teenager approaches Nick and tells him that Elijah Schaefer, yikes, together with Ali Alexander, yikes, yikes, tried to groom him for sex at CPAC. Nick laughs in his face. The problem is that, you know, our guy's going to come up to Nick Fuentes and say all kinds of ridiculous stuff that might not be true, sure. But Ali Alexander is a very creepy guy. I don't know about Elijah Schaefer. Some people think he's gay. Some people think, I know he's got a wife and kids. That doesn't be a beard, I guess. I don't know. In addition to the allegations of preying on Groypers at CPAC, Christian Walk One claimed that Elijah banged my male friend four times in one night at a conservative conference, TPUSA, why he was married with his wife didn't know. Yeesh. Elijah DM'd me on October 16th, October 18th, and October 29th, and December 1st, but he makes my skin crawl, so I never answered. I have nothing to say to him. People call Elijah a fed because he broke into Nancy Pelosi's office on January 6th and wasn't charged. That's a huge red flag. Keep in mind as we move forward. Oh, I didn't know that. I guess the person that sent this in says Elijah's definitely gay. I assume this is true. Well, I think the only piece of information we know for sure is this, which I didn't know. Elijah Schaefer breaking, "I'm inside Nancy Pelosi's office with thousands of revolutionaries who have stormed the building." To put this in perspective, how quickly staff evacuated, emails are still on the screen alongside a federal alert warning members of the current revolution. So we don't know if whatever else is true. It's just an allegation. I mean, he does sound gay. But this is what he did tweet out. He was in Nancy Pelosi's office. This apparently is legit, right? Told you Schaefer was dodgy. Well, I don't know. I didn't know he was involved in J6. Definitely shady shit. I thought everyone in Pelosi's office went to jail. I watch him on YouTube some, makes a lot of gay jokes, yeah. I mean, he did have on Joel Davis, he does have on Tom Sewell, who do a good show, so I understand why he has him on, but some questions about Elijah Schaefer. I wonder if they questioned him over this. I don't know. So Chris Brunette's talking about pedophilia and Groypers. Okay. He definitely got an anti-Groyper X to grind. The Elijah Schaefer on January 6th, I didn't know. Not an expert on J6. A lot of people were there, obviously. Nancy Pelosi's office? Yikes. I'm floored. Experts reveal really scary info shared by Trump's officials in Signal group chat. This was hilarious. They got a Signal group chat. And team update, time now, weather is favorable, just confirmed. CENTCOM, we are go for a mission launch. F-18's launch, first strike package, trigger-based F-18, first strike window starts, 1345, 1410, more F-18's launch, 1415 strike drones on target. This is the Houthi rebels are being targeted, and you've got some Signal group chat, which, so much for Signal being secure, right? You know? Now, I was talking about Elijah Schaefer. I'm not going into any of the Fuentes stuff, but I was asking about Elijah Schaefer the other show, and you guys were saying, well, we don't know about everything else is allegations, but at the same time, he was in Pelosi's office, and he's not in jail. He never went to jail. That is kind of wild. Pretty wild. Who was the other? Who was the one that blew up D-Live? It blew up D-Live, and he was in those offices. It was Baked Alaska. And Brunette worked for Chris Rufo. I don't know if I trust any of them. I'm floored. Experts reveal very scary info. Let's see this info. Okay, let's keep on going. So Hegseth leaked text. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop. And the person that leaked everything was Jeffrey Goldberg, who has Lambrusco on X, who follows me, and I follow Lambrusco, points out very accurately. Jeffrey Goldberg isn't just any journalist. He served in the IDF and is likely a Mossad asset, a devoted neocon. He agitates for war with Iran, and people like him have direct access to the Trump administration. One thing that can get lost in all this is Jeffrey Goldberg knows much, much more about national security than principals who were on the text chain. Well, yes. Yes. And who was it? I think it was Mike Painovich. He's Tom Bell Aviv. Tom Bell Aviv on X. The most hilarious thing about this story is the fact that even top government officials run gay ops in group chats. I think he also made the point that there's so many Jews in these group chats that when one's in there that shouldn't be in there, they don't even know. Something like that. But you can follow him on X as well or follow him on a TRS. The Trump administration accidentally texted me its war plans. Accidentally. Well, he's a neocon. He's a top neocon. And that's how it goes. Accidentally. Now, there's a couple different ways to look at this. And I think it's our Russia Today, and we have a link coming up here in a bit, but Russia Today points out that this could be part of some type of op. In other words, it could be an intentional leak, part of an op within an op, as they're going to war, some type of diversion tactic. It's not like the Houthis have any way to stop an attack like this that we know of. But they might be telegraphing something. So this particular, and it may not be, I mean, the Trump administration may be in on it. They may not be in on it. There could be a variety of different smoke and mirrors type of thing. We're dealing with people that put bombs in pagers, so you don't know really what they're doing. Jeffrey Goldberg, other than Israel's at war, they've been at war now for a while, like permanently, since the beginning, but they're now really at war. And so you could see this as part of some type of propaganda, some type of diversion, some type of gray propaganda. There's a few different ways to look at this. Yeah, it could just be incompetence and a leak, but with Jews, you might want to think about things from different angles. Just putting this out there. Obviously, we're going to war in the Middle East. 4D chess. Well, it's not 4D chess by the Trump administration, but it could be 4D chess by Israel or something. It's hard to say. The Trump administration could be in on it. I don't know. There's so many Israeli first, Jew and Gentile alike, that you just can't really tell whether it's incompetence, which it could easily be, or whether it's kind of some kind of maneuver. It could be both. It could be incompetence, and then Goldberg's like, okay, let's use this as an opportunity to send a smoke signal to whoever he's trying to send it to, whatever. But yeah, Jeffrey Goldberg is not like a nobody. He's a neocon of neocons, and you know. Yeah, the B-2 move to the Indian Ocean is real. There's a lot of real moves going on. Yeah, I'm going to read those to you here in a bit. We got war porn coming out. It's hot and heavy. There are some really shitty war plans. Hegseth ridicules Atlantic bombshell after signal chats release. They're making this out to be much to do about nothing. I'm not going to pretend to care whether the U.S. government is hiding its secrets. A journalist's job is to unearth them, not help them hide them. But if Goldberg had published all of this before Yemen bombing began, would the Trump White House said no problem, it's not classified? Interesting question by Greenwald. J.D. Vance, it's very clear Goldberg oversold what he had, but one thing in particular really stands out. Remember when he was attacking Ratcliffe for blowing the cover for the CIA for a CIA agent? Turns out Ratcliffe was simply naming it his chief of staff. Yeah, a lot of people reading into this. We'll have to see what turns up on it. Incompetence, Jews playing games, all of the above. Smoke signals between Israel, neocons. Could be a signal of something big to come. Could be a lot of different things. Here's the attack plans that Trump's advisors shared on Signal. I mean, Hillary did a lot of stupid stuff. It's not like our government can keep any secrets from the Israelis. We know that. Not like they even want to. Latest signal leak revelations exposed the U.S. officials' lies about what was shared. Yeah. The fact that they're lying to us tells us a lot as well. They really don't give a shit about us. It's kind of, you know, they care about Israel. They care about themselves, their families. Don't care about much else. That's for damn sure. Let's do a couple more news links. I'm going to take a break for a couple minutes. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And supporting the show, let's see what we've got here. Let's finish off these news pieces over this Hegseth stuff. I mean, there's a lot of deep dives going on. I'm guessing TRS probably did a really good one because Mike was saying some pretty funny things on X, but probably on Telegram as well. But, you know, whoever covers the JQ, this is funny stuff. It could be quite dangerous as well, considering Israelis are involved. Trump team sparks fury with dangerous, meaning we're on the eve of another giant war, potentially, or them attempting to start one. Trump team sparks fury with sickening choice of emojis while describing their war plans leaked signal chat. Excellent. A good start. Michael Waltz. There you go. Michael Waltz. American flag fire. Fist pump. How gay. Good job, Pete, with your team. Michael Watts, the team at Mile did a great job as well. Great work. Powerful start. Kudos to all, most particularly those in theater and CENTCOM. Really great. Steve Witkoff. Great work and effects. I don't know. Signal chat. Is there anything in America that the government probably doesn't have a backdoor access to and another government that wants a backdoor access, like Israel? Cucker Tarlson is phony coward. He can, a California, mispronounce the word Nevada 3 times in 1 minute. I'm sure I can. That's the English language. Signal chat group members partied at a million dollar plate Mar-a-Lago dinner after Yemen bombings. Yeah, it's just another day in America. This is like the commercialization of the White House. It's pretty disgusting, but welcome to America. In his last days, the twilight of the god, U.S. spies issued warning weeks ago about Signal messaging app, security fears, and potential leaks. Well, I mean, you basically have a neocon on your particular app. They included him in the message chain. It's that simple. I mean, you might have known it was coming anyways. I pronounced Nevada correctly? Okay. Different portions of America pronounce things differently. In the Midwest, we have our own mannerisms. Chicago was worse than Illinois was worse than Michigan. If that matters, but the East Coast is, you know, definitely down that particular road. They have their own things they say. I still remember the first time I visited California in San Diego, I wanted a Coke and they were asking me what type of Coke. Because apparently all type of pop at that time, they were calling them Cokes. So I just wanted like Coca-Cola, whatever that was. And they were like, what kind of Coke? You want like a Dr. Pepper? So they call all pops Coke instead of like soda pop or whatever. I thought that was kind of funny. But there's these various different things that happen in different regions around America and different cities and mannerisms and sayings. Inside Trump's rage at stupid top national security aide as he battles embarrassing leaked war plan. It is embarrassing. Was angry at National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, right? Then he led on during the event with his ambassador picks in the White House on Tuesday. Oh, this is the idiot that let in the... maybe he didn't do it. Maybe it wasn't an accident. Yeah. I don't know. No, I don't think I should apologize. I think he's doing his best. It's equipment and technology that's not perfect. And probably he won't be using it again, at least not in the near future. There you go. Let me do something here, because we're going to, you know, I just spotted a news report I meant to hammer earlier, or to get a hold of, that I just grabbed and put it in the lineup here. This is Russia Today. Michael Waltz has learned a lesson, and he's a good man, Trump. Defense Security Advisor Waltz and calls for his resignation, amid calls for his resignation after Signal leak. Presence of Goldberg in the chat had no impact at all on Yemen operation, according to U.S. presidents. Was it a calculated PR move? Well, that is par for the course when you have neocons involved. Israeli operatives, basically. Israeli firsters. But they're all Israeli firsters. I don't know that anyone in that chat wasn't an Israeli firster. So you never know who they could have blackmailed or whatever. I don't know. Bostonians pronounce Boston incorrectly. There you go. Tim is not a West Coaster. No, I'm not. Not from the West Coast. Nevada. Some things I can pronounce, some things I can't. My brain is geared for ancient Sumerian or something. So, what's up, Lady Decker? What are you up to? Red Ice TV. There was a member of the Signal chat, Mike Waltz, a evangelical Zionist, that is on his staff, some shycom, accidentally let in the Atlantic Jewish journalist Jeffrey Goldberg. And he's a neocon operative, though. Yeah, I covered it already, Red Ice. Thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Say hi to Lana, if this isn't Lana. And say hi to the kids. I got to get a hold of Henrik. But I appreciate coming on your show the other day. But anyways, yeah, it's just trying to figure out whether or not it was intentional, who was included in on it. Is this a smoke signal? Sometimes the easiest way for an operative to send a signal is through something like this. You know, it might have a different meaning to the Israelis. It's hard to say. Mr. Ken 87, hopefully your day at work was okay. Our welder, if I ever need anything welding in your area, I'll let you know. Just got off work, late to the stream, no rumble rants. Well, you're the first. They kind of disappear after a while, but I think you're the first tonight. Disappear. I think the larger amounts stay up for a little bit more, but they do disappear. Yeah, so this is kind of difficult to say. Waltz could be an Israeli operative. He could be in the Epstein files for all we know. Trying to figure out whether or not it's incompetence. You know, it's kind of like, you know, power goes out in your area. Is it incompetence through DEI? Probably. Is someone playing games? Could be, but it's most likely incompetence through DEI, diversity. All you got to do is call the power company, and you can quickly realize it's not being run like it once was. But in this particular example, at this level, Signal group chat, which I don't know what I don't know how they encrypt phones. I assume that everyone at the national security level would have some kind of special encrypted phone that the NSA could monitor and make sure no one's getting in on. The idea that they're using Signal group apps is kind of wonky. But including a neocon journalist on a strike going in the direction toward Iran. This is an Iranian proxy. It's a Shia Crescent proxy. The Houthi rebels. That doesn't surprise me at all. Who let them in? Wasn't intentional? Hard to say. Could be a fuck up, but you know, there's so many. Thank you, Mr. Ken 87. I appreciate the generosity. Very generous, sir. The fact that there's so many Jews in these chats, and by the way, if they're not Jewish, they're just Christian Zionists, or say they are, for power reasons. It's just impossible to tell. I assume Israel knows everything anyways, you know. It's good to see you, Red Ice. Hopefully you guys are safe and sound. And thanks for stopping by. You guys always support Red Ice. They've done so much work over the years. I'm very grateful for all the work they've done. And hopefully they stay safe and sound along with all the other Idahoans. Which, you know, the Empire is constantly looking at all the big white areas, namely Idaho. And other people that are looking at all the shit libs in Oregon, all the shit libs in California, all trying to move there to F it up. Got to kick them out. J.D. Vance will be visiting Greenland on Friday. Okay, I'm going to take a break for a couple minutes, guys, and I'll be back to finish this off. We got a lot of news to come. Crazy shit going on out there. Pyramids, all the experts are shitting their pants. I went over this on the paywall, which kind of surprised me, but I'll go into that in the end, and I'll prime you guys up for the next paywall podcast, but was not expecting, and I'm sure none of the experts were not expecting them to release something that would overturn every single ancient Egyptian narrative they had. Wasn't expecting that, but I'll be back in a couple minutes. Have a listen to some Hyreth. This is an intermission. I'll be back. Let me get some water. Check upstairs. Cheers, guys. Give me a few minutes. Go grab some popcorn. Okay, we're back here. Let's get on with the news. I do appreciate the support. We'll be back Friday. Next week, I have on Mr. Hersant, who is from Australia. He's in Joel Davis's group, Tom Sewell. It's kind of interesting. He puts up all these videos. He's got all the he's got Anglo-Saxon runes behind him. It's kind of like Odinist runes behind him. And he makes pretty intriguing videos. We're going to have him on for the first time. And next, a week from this Friday, I have on Emily Yukis. Guys like her. Popular request. And we're trying to schedule out more. I got Vincent James from the Red Elephant's fame coming on to talk about the JFK files. J.D. Vance will be visiting Greenland on Friday. Look out. J.D. Vance visiting Greenland on Friday.
Hey, guys, it's J.D. Vance, the vice president. And, you know, there was so much excitement around Usha's visit to Greenland this Friday that I decided that I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself. And so I'm going to join her. I'm going to visit some of our guardians in the Space Force on the northwest coast of Greenland and also just check out what's going on with the security there of Greenland. As you know, it's really important. A lot of other countries have threatened Greenland, have threatened to use its territories and its waterways to threaten the United States, to threaten Canada, and of course to threaten
what countries?
The people of Greenland. So we're going to check out how things are going there. And I say that speaking for President Trump, we want to reinvigorate the security of the people of Greenland because we think it's important to protecting the security of the entire world. Unfortunately, leaders in both America and in Denmark, I think, ignored Greenland for far too long. That's been bad for Greenland. It's also been bad for the security of the entire world. We think we can take things in.
The security of the entire world needs America to take over Greenland. I don't want those Eskimos. Yeah, Emily's always doing some funny stuff on X. She's some of it I don't understand. She creates these memes herself. You know, she's ahead of the curve, Emily Yukis is. But you'll have to show up and remind me. Orchid Man, but J.D. Vance will be visiting Greenland. What is the real play on Greenland? Natural resources, yes, but we got a space force there. What are they really worried about? Are you worried about the Russians? It doesn't make sense. They got a rapprochement with Russia. Greenland is part of North America. That's true. So he's just taking all of North America. He said he's taking Canada, too. So it appears they're getting fairly aggressive on that point. We'll have to see. I don't know. He's sending his wife, though. I can imagine Greenlanders wanting to get a jeet. Yeah, we're going to open immigration to Greenland and dump a bunch of pujits on you. Who knows? I don't know. Usha. Pusha? I don't know. I don't know. White nationalists created this aesthetic in 2015-2016, and Zionist shills use it to take the White House. As I say, if you're going to copy the best. Let's check this out.
He calls it Dark MAGA.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again.
I'm not just MAGA.
I mean, it's a good video.
I'm dark.
I don't feel like I'm winning, though.
Gothic MAGA.
Dark Gothic MAGA.
From mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. And yes, together, we will make America great again.
I don't know. Druidic, I may be in trouble at work. We have a meeting tomorrow with no phones or side talk. I hope not because of me. What'd you do, Druidic? What'd you start listening to? Live at work.
America will start winning again. Winning like never before. I will never, ever let you down.
I mean, someone put a lot of time into this. Damn. Whoever made this felt like they were winning. Must be a Pajit. Invest in beauty. I like this. This is the classic stuff I think we do that a lot of people like. Who is this? Hold on here. I've never heard of this. Ethnosis from TikTok. Oh, this is on TikTok. Good stuff. Ancient Greece. Cool. See, Red Eye saying, exothermic core mantle decoupling equals global warming, opening up new global trade routes, hence Greenland. Okay, so they want a better route to the Arctic. Whoever has Arctic trade zones is supposed to dominate, and they're worried about Canada. They're worried about China. Then they have to worry about Canada, too, because Canada has a big claim in the Arctic. Greenland. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you, Red Ice. Good economic reasons, sure. Makes sense. I thought maybe natural resources, it could be a combination of factors. But these Arctic trade routes are a big deal. It's true. Had a serious cough there, trying to hold back a cough. Hold on. Man. Sorry, excuse me. I don't know, it's well done. The type of thing that gets a lot of views these days is kind of intriguing. A lot of white people are nostalgic for the past. Past nostalgia. But this, and we will. This is something that will be played probably 1,000 years from now. This is when the UK was occupied. The British won World War II so much that now the boomer British natives can't withdraw 2,500 of their own money from their own bank accounts, and they are forced to listen to H1 visa Indians tell them, "No, no, sir, no money for you, sir." Amazing British culture. This is terrifying. This is funny.
I'm now in Santander Bank.
Don't hold it back, Tim. You might blow a gasket. Yeah, I was trying not to, cough into the mic, basically.
Right.
What are you doing, sir?
I'm filming you, and I'm recording this conversation. I'm coming to the bank to withdraw £2,500. Are you going to let me? I've got £11,500 in my account. Are you going to let me? Are you going to let me have the money or not? Hello, are you going to let me have the money or not? Huh?
You can't remove the restriction.
Okay. After your colleague told me I'm a liar, yeah? So your colleague told me I'm a liar yesterday. I've come in to withdraw £2,500, yeah? And you're not going to let me have my money today. Is that right?
Right.
Can he write a check?
You can still use your card.
I'm not. Answer the question, please. Yeah, I can still use my card. Are you going to let me withdraw £2,500 from my account today? Yes or no, in the branch.
And what is the £2,500 for, Mr. Jackson?
To buy a motorbike for my son.
Right. Okay. So have you got any evidence of the motorbike?
No, I haven't got any evidence of a motorbike at all. No, I haven't got it. So I don't know what one I'm getting yet.
Okay, so if you don't know what you're getting, how do you know how much you need?
Because I've got a budget of £2,500.
Here's the thing that bothers me. Why the fuck is it their business if a dude has, he's got £11,000 in his bank account, £11,500. He's withdrawing £2,500 to buy his kid a motorbike. This lady's asking him a dozen fucking, do you already have a motorbike picked out and how much is it? How do you have a budget? Why the fuck is it any of their business? If it's your money and you're buying something for your kid or whatever, This is just so, there's so many invasions on our privacy that people don't even realize it until you see stuff like this. And this is in the UK. This is worse than anything I've seen here, at least. This is normal in the UK, Tim? Really?
£1,000 for the motorbike. So that's why I'm sure I will withdraw £2,500 from my account today.
Right, yeah? So when you find the bike for your son, if you can show us some evidence of
that. So I need to show you evidence.
Well, they said he can use his card, so why didn't he just use his card at the shop where he's buying the bike, I guess?
So I need to show you evidence.
You can't film me without my permission, sir. So you're not going to give me the money?
Oh, Jesus.
No?
I'm going to hang up this immediately.
Absolute joke, this place. Absolute joke. You're an absolute joke, this place. Won't let me draw.
So he's filming it for TikTok, but the ideal that you have to say you're doing all these things with your money, that's what you guys got to do. You need to order cash in advance normally. Yeah, they don't want anyone using cash is what it is. They're getting rid of cash, so they're making cash more difficult to use. Unbelievable. I want to watch this again.
I'm now in Santander Bank, right?
What are you doing, sir?
I'm filming you, and I'm recording this conversation. I'm coming to the bank to withdraw £2,500. Are you going to let me? I've got £11,500 in my account. Are you going to let me? Are you going to let me have the money or not? Hello, are you going to let me have the money or not? Huh?
You can't remove the restriction.
After your colleague told me I'm a liar, yeah? So your colleague told me I'm a liar yesterday. I've come in to withdraw £2,500, yeah? And you're not going to let me have my money today. Is that right?
But you can still use your card.
I'm not. Answer the question, please. Yeah, I can still use my card. Are you going to let me withdraw £2,500 from my account today? Yes or no, in the branch.
And what is the £2,500 for, Mr. Jackson?
See, that would drive me up the wall. That you have to go to a bank and they say, "What is this money for?" Fuck you.
On a motorbike for my son.
Right, okay, so have you got any evidence of the motorbike?
No, I haven't got any evidence of a motorbike at all, so I don't know what one I'm getting yet.
Okay, so if you don't know what you're getting, how do you know how much you need?
He probably got online and estimated it.
I've got a budget of £2,500 for the motorbike, so that's why I'm sure I will withdraw £2,500 from my account today.
Right, yeah. So when you find the bike for your son, if you can show us some evidence.
And to make matters worse, we have this. We've got to hear this voice at the middle management level.
My permission, sir. Really?
So you're not going to give me the money, no?
I'm going to hang up this immediately.
Absolute joke, this place.
He's trying to get money. He has his card. He can use his card, but he can't get money from the card. Oh, my God. They say it's money laundering checks. They always say something. Fucking idiots. The whole entire upper class of the West. Throw them out the window. Whoever enables this shit, because they don't give a fuck. It's just one big troll. You know, this is from the class of people that would measure the windows of the Irish and then tax them for air. You cunt film me, sar. When whites finally snap, I don't want to hear no bitching. Yeah. This is kind of spicy. Let's listen to the first minute here. I got a message for Donald Trump. If you really try to make America join the British Commonwealth, 1776... Yeah, I'm not crazy about joining the British Commonwealth. It's not full of Brits. Let's put it to you that way. If it was full of Brits, I might say something, but it's not full of Brits.
Back in 2013, I told that red coat globalist that was trying to take our guns, Piers Morgan, that if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. Well, now I've got to tell President Trump, if you try to put King Charles as the head of the U.S. government, ahead of the American people and our president, 1776 will commence again.
Yeah, it's just some type of trade. British Commonwealth is just some type of trade deal now. Just some type of trade deal. But at the same time, bugger the Commonwealth, let's create an Anglo Union. Yeah, I mean, there isn't that many Anglos. The Commonwealth is mostly Africans. I was nearly struck from my chair today when reading news reports. This is coming from the white papers. I was struck from my chair today when reading the news reports that the American President Donald Trump was going to accept an invitation for the United States to join the Commonwealth of Nations. Trump says he would be happy for the U.S. to become associate Commonwealth member. For those who don't know, the Commonwealth of Nations is the former colonies club that came to replace the British Empire. There are not tangible benefits aside from some rights at embassies and the like. Most of what the Commonwealth does is mind-numbing democracy and human rights. Yeah, exactly. Why the fuck join it? It's nothing but a bunch of Africans. I don't know about this one. What do you guys think? Join the Commonwealth? Why? Why? Why isn't the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, join America? Who needs all those African countries? Commonwealth. It's just some kind of trade plan. And what's the benefit other than ceremonial stuff? I don't know. It looked planned out ahead of time because Trump said, well, of course we'll join the Commonwealth. Really? Human rights, democracy, and all that bullshit. Peter Thiel's vision of leadership is that only elite Ivy League graduates should run the country. By the time you get to Tim Walz, it's way worse. The credentials are even dumber than Kamala's. There's no smart people left. Define smart for me. I have plenty of smart people watching this show. With all kinds of common sense, they can just say no to blacks and Jews.
Any sort of elite credentialing has collapsed on the left. It was, Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar, Yale Law. You know, Hillary Clinton was Yale Law. Obama was Harvard Law. I think Kerry was Harvard undergrad.
It's kind of creepy looking, not kinda.
And there was some way, you know, the Democratic Party used to be more elite. And then when Biden said he was a transitional candidate, it wasn't a transition. He was not going to have a sex change operation, but it was transitional from smart to dumb, from elite to very non-elite. And then Kamala was Howard was not Harvard. You couldn't even point this out. This is probably a racist thing to say or something. Right. And then by the time you get to Walz, it's way worse. It's the credentials are even dumber than Kamala's. There are no smart people left. And it's like a generational change. I think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they were talented people,
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are talented people.
Meritocratic sense were very impressive, are very impressive. And then, there's not one younger Democrat who's in that league. I know Gavin Newsom, University of Santa Clara.
So they're talking about university credentials. They didn't go to Harvard or Yale. That's what he's talking about.
You know, Shapiro was probably too smart to put on the ticket, but it's Georgetown Law School.
He was also too Jewish to put on the ticket.
Well, maybe that too, but yeah. Georgetown.
Oh, give me a break.
Georgetown Law School is like number 14. So even Josh Shapiro is so far below what you had with someone like Clinton or Obama. I don't know how much one should read into it, but I'm tempted to say they don't want people who are smart. They don't, being the elite thing used to be, okay, you could think for yourself a little bit. You were part of this club where, behind closed doors, we could have a conversation and we could have somewhat dissenting views and we could hash things out. I don't think any of this goes on anymore. We just want these NPC.
Very disturbing. He just wants everyone to go to Harvard and Yale. The problem was that's what happened before. It didn't help anything. We're still in the situation we're in with Clinton and Bush. He's upset at all the credentials of the people in power now. They don't have fancy credentials. They all go to the same schools. They all think the same way. And then you got faggots bemoaning that everything's gone to hell. Now, more than 15 million people provided the company with their DNA. So this smart benefactor of the Republican Party, supposedly, isn't all that impressive himself, if that's what he figured out. Chuck Schumer doesn't even know how to barbecue a cheeseburger. That's a good point. Red Ice making the good points over there on Rumble. More than 15 million people provided the company with their DNA samples, a virtually unprecedented repository of human genetic information that could be sold in bankruptcy proceedings. 23andMe files for bankruptcy, announced his resignation of CEO Ann Wojcicki. I call her Wojcicki. Wojcicki. Who remain on the company's board, says the aims to secure the assets of the popular DNA testing company. Yeah, these companies aren't to be trusted. Bankrupt 23andMe says experienced website delays after a wave of customers sought to delete their genetic data before it could be sold through a planned bankruptcy section auction. The problem is that they own your DNA. That's the problem with a lot of the DNA companies, the 23andMe type companies, is they, if you read the fine print, it's their DNA. Meaning it's their information, it's their goods. 23andMe customers panic to delete genetic data. New York Attorney General has urged 23andMe users to delete their data after biotechnology company declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. You're probably going to find out that your data, no matter if it's leaked, no matter if it's deleted or not, it's going to still be sold. And the idea that they don't have it on the back end is flawed. Log into your account and select settings, scroll to the bottom of the page, 23andMe data, and select view. From there, you can download a copy of your genetic information, select the delete data, then permanently delete data. 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy and users are worried about DNA data they gave to the company. And it's a good reason not to give data. We have U.S. Treasury policy advisor on tape telling us 23andMe has been sharing consumer data with pharmaceutical companies, including Ministry of Defense of Russia. Seems like they got bigger issues than financial instabilities. Yeah, what did they share with Israel? It's pretty dangerous because there are large collections of DNA, population DNA. So if you're looking at a collection of DNA, like, you know, how to wipe out this group or that group, well, they got the data. Very dangerous, willy-nilly giving someone your genetic data. This day and time, you can't trust any of these people, obviously. Financial stuff in the news. Kraken actually bought, who did they buy, NinjaTrader, the futures trading firm? Crypto moves ahead. Beat the bank interest rate on USDG. Starting today, you'll earn up to 4% plus APR on your USDG stablecoin holdings. That's double the non-subscriber rate and 9.76 times the current national savings average. We've got crypto companies, the big Kraken, in the move. We'll have to see what it means. I don't know. This came in, though. This is from Global Chat, and I figure I'll read it for you. Let me see here. Let me blow this up. Trying to crash the stock market at least 20%. This is Trump. Trump is trying to crash the stock market at least 20%, causing a flight into treasuries. This will cause the Fed to slash interest rates so he can refinance the debt near 0% and cause a deflationary spiral, which will lower the cost of everything. Well, deflationary spirals tend to lower the cost of stocks as well. He also intends to use tariffs as an incentive for companies to build in the U.S. to avoid having to pay them. Well, that's a fact. The tariffs and the resulting global trade war will also force American farmers to sell more of their goods in the U.S., okay, due to the retaliatory trade measures by other countries, which will directly lower the price of groceries in the U.S. That could be interesting. More than 94% of all stock is owned by just 8% of the U.S. population. Trump is literally taking money from the rich and giving to the poor. This is why Trump is playing a game of hokey pokey with tariffs. One day he has 25% tariffs on Mexico and the next he doesn't. This is to cause extreme volatility in the markets and a desperate need and demand to flee towards treasury bonds, which are more stable but offer much lower potential return. This is why eggs are cheaper now than they were under Biden. It's kind of a speculative post. He's definitely doing some jawboning on tariffs. I don't know what he'll put in place. What's really going to fly on, what is it, April 2nd? I don't really know. I just, I'm not certain that's not actually true, because he appears to have some kind of game plan. He's marching forward. It is dicey to try to lower the stock market. He says he doesn't care about the stock market. And the truth of the matter is he's probably always been jealous of the financial services hedge fund crowd, which made so many billions and, in his opinion, wasn't all that talented. He may be right on that point in some cases. My parents took DNA tests, and I'm not comfortable with that. They could recreate me in a lab or something like that. Reason of the Jews. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I mean, if you look white, all your ancestors are white. I mean, your grandparents are white. Your mother and father are white from Europe. I mean, it's kind of obvious you're white. I mean, yeah, I guess you could be related to Pocahontas 500 years ago or whatever, but that's kind of rare. 98% of white Americans are just white, so you have nothing to worry about in my book. I think genetic ancestry and where you come from is great and all that. There are much more efficient ways, historical societies in America that are much more efficient, and you don't have to give up genetic data. But, you know, this whole entire ideal that of giving up your DNA to all these companies that you can't trust, it's kind of flawed. Just so they can try to tell you you're like 0.0001% African or something. Some bullshit. They always do that. Anything from Europe. Oh, yeah, you're part North African or whatever. Never mind the fact that North Africa was very white at one time. So white we was kings in Egypt. Don't know how much Indian blood I got. It can't be more than, what, 5%? But I'll be damned if I can't see it. What? Druidic? You're 5% what? Indian? Were you Jeet? You got a Jeet in my chat? What are you talking about? I think Druidic's trolling us. I don't know. The odds of having any Indian heritage, like North American, are low. I mean, if everyone in Tennessee and Kentucky and these places, North Carolina, that thought they were part Indian was actually part Indian, those states would look like Mexico. That's just a fact. My last name is Eastern German, and people say it's Ashkenazi, but at least my parents' tests say there's no Jewish blood. Well, the Jews look like us. We don't look like them, and they took German names. I remember old man Tom Metzger, famous white nationalist, would get ribbed over that. Metzger's, you know, some Jews have the name Metzger, apparently. They took German names. Usually they put a tweak on it, like Metzgerstein or Gold Metzgerstein or something like that, you know. My records go back to the 1600s. I had an ancestor ride with Daniel Boone, and we cleared Kentucky. Yeah, there's always someone from that part of the country that their ancestor said they married a squaw at that time. Good luck finding it in your DNA. It ain't there. I've seen a lot of people claim that type of thing, you know, some type of Cherokee princess in their background. Very few can actually produce any genetic evidence. if your ancestors rode with Daniel Boone, the odds of them being part Indian is slim to none. Although there's a lot of stories, marrying a Cherokee princess, this or that, I've just never seen any of it in a DNA test. Metzger means butcher, and I doubt it is Jewish. No, it's not Jewish in origin. But there are Jews that took that particular German name. You know? That's the way it goes. Saudi's second largest investor in Twitter and Musk takeover. Musk takeover. Well, the Saudis are with the Israelis. And so the Saudis tend to invest in a lot of the same thing, just from a different direction. The second largest investor in X. Kingdom Holding Company and a private office of Prince Alawid bin Talal will maintain their stake in X after Musk took control of the social media company. There you go. You know those Saudis. Tesla to launch in Saudi Arabia as Musk and the kingdom mend relations. Yeah, Musk is in with Israel, and now he's in with the Abraham Accords countries like Saudi Arabia. How good for him. How Elon Musk's SpaceX secretly allows investment from China. This is about offshore money, Cayman Islands. Elements in the establishment are going to keep going after Elon Musk, or trying to. I don't know how it's going to work, though. I mean, Elon is well protected from the looks of things to me. Well protected by Trump and company. Benjamin Netanyahu likes him. You got the ADL saying he's not anti-Semitic. It's kind of interesting. Shows you the times we're in. This is kind of wild, though. Let's check this out here. Saudi state media outlet Al Arabiya published a report claiming that George Floyd was not killed, but is in fact fighting alongside Russians in Ukraine. It's pretty funny. A whole lot of chief's daughter fishing stories. I've never seen any of that pan out. This is kind of funny. You know, someone gets passed down in Kentucky that they're part like Indian, Native American. It's been like that apparently for ages in America. It just doesn't pan out. Genetic tests. I'm not saying someone can't be, especially when you get around the reservation in North Carolina. But you ever seen those casino owners? They look very white. I'm not saying they aren't part Indian, but they I'm not saying that some aren't just not Indian at all and want to be casino owners. That's what I'm saying. Saudi Arabia media outlet Al Arabiya published a report claiming that George Floyd was not killed, but is in fact fighting alongside the Russians in Ukraine. This is funny. Look at this. All blacks look alike. How funny is this shit?
جورج فلويد الذي حسب الكثير من وسائل الإعلام قد عاد للحياة وهو يقاتل مع القوات الروسية في كورسك نشاهد كيف أن جورج فلويد أو جورج فلويد
المزعوم
وهو يقاتل مع القوات الروسية
It's a Mandela effect.
في كورسك ودرجة الشبه بينه وبين جورج فلويد صورته الحقيقية الكثير كثيرون تحدثوا على أنه عميل روسي قد ساهم في زعزعة الأوضاع في أمريكا والآن هو عاد إلى روسيا ويقاتل هناك بالتحقق وجدنا بأن لا علاقة
I think they all look like Shaq.
لهما وهناك حملة كبيرة تتحدث عن اللي قتل في ذلك المشكك أيضا مسنتر وهذه الادعاءات قليلة ولا حاجة الروسي قد
How in the hell they cooked that up though? It's kind of funny. George Floyd is fighting on behalf of the Russians in Ukraine. Oh, that's good. That's good. I quietly love that the Germany still puts the Iron Cross on its military hardware. It does make it kind of based. They got some good equipment over there in Germany. There's no doubt about that. That's Morgoth. Follow him on X. German magazine Stern calls on young Germans to prepare for war with Russia. Would you go to war for Germany? None of us wants war, but we must prepare for it now. The sanity ends only one way. This insanity. Yeah, it's interesting that they're talking about going to war for Germany. You notice how they're not showing anything, any diversity. Got some green-eyed German kid. He's going to go to war for Germany. He's going to go fight for Germany. Yeah. Bye. Bye. Say bye to all the diversity. They just want to get, well, not bye to all the diversity, unfortunately, but bye to all the white people. On all these young white Germans and Swedes and everything else to go fight the Russians. World War III. Kill as many of them a la Ukraine as possible. I don't know. It all seems like a bad plan to me. White genocide on steroids. Ukraine still hitting Russian energy sites, Kremlin says, as naval ceasefire not yet implemented. Trump's fulfillment of his vow to end the horrific war in Ukraine advances even further as Russia and Ukraine agree to cease all fighting in the Black Sea and finalize their deal to not attack energy infrastructure. So Ukraine, they're still going back and forth. Trump said Russia might be dragging its feet on implementing something. We'll have to see what happens. We've seen this stuff die down, whether it be in the Middle East. We haven't seen all hell break loose between China and Taiwan yet. But with Ukraine, Middle East, you never know what's coming next. We just don't know. This is pretty wild stuff. Hope we never see this in America. They're shooting at drones. Check out this 12-gauge shot at shooting at this drone. Please, They're riding in the back of the pickup, and there's this drone tracking them. Like something right out of some type of sci-fi, dystopic sci-fi type deal. And a couple of shows ago, we had you guys were putting in all the different shots that they have out there for 12 gauges to take out drones and stuff. EMP the fucker. Getting closer. You think you'd be able to hit that? Oh, there it is. He hit it. Got a little too close, and he winged it. So got a drone with the 12 gauge. Oh. I guess it was just tracking them. If it had something to drop, that would have been game over. Depending on how high it could drop. Did you guys see the new F-47 fighter jet? I wonder how much this bad boy would cost. It looks like some kind of near space vehicle. Check this out. This is the F-47. Everything we know about the Boeing F-47 NGAD. Boeing has secured the EMD contract to advance the development of F-47 designed for the NGAD program. Here's a summary of key details. Next generation air dominance manned fighter. I wonder if there's going to be an unmanned version. Nothing in the world even comes close to it, and it'll be known as the F-47.
I'm thrilled to announce that, at my direction, the United States Air Force is moving forward with the world's first sixth-generation fighter jet, number six, sixth generation. Nothing in the world comes even close to it, and it'll be known as the F-47.
It's been flying for 5 years already? Really?
Seven, the generals picked a title. And it's a beautiful number, F-47. It's something the likes of which nobody has seen before in terms of all of the attributes of a fighter jet. There's never been anything even close to it, from speed to maneuverability to what it can have to payload.
How much did it cost? How much are they putting in this bad boy? During the announcement, two computer-generated images show the new fighter jet also shown. Selection of Boeing marks a major milestone in the advancement of air superiority. Well, they sure are marketing it. For a few hours, Boeing released a statement to address the award of the contract. Okay. We appreciate the administration's leadership, GE Aerospace. It's pretty wild looking. It has that fighter wing design, you know. I'm looking at it. It looks pretty wild. I just wonder how much it's going to cost, and will it be that great? China probably already has the plans. Probably. We can only expect to see it bombing the enemies of democracy. Exactly. Bomber Command, U.S. masses B-2 stealth bombers with 125 tons of bombs on British island near the Houthi kill zone just days after Yemen strikes. Well, you know, that's pretty close. They're trying to isolate Iran more and more. It'll only be one event before they're bombing Iran or something. Or maybe the Israelis. I don't know what their plan is. Other than right now, they're bombing the Yemenis. Who typically take bombings in stride. Bombing them has not worked in the past, by the way. We'll have to see what comes out of this. But they're going to war against the Yemeni rebels. Hezbollah's senior commander, Kamal Halawi, has been eliminated. Okay, the Israelis got another Hezbollah fella. And they keep on attacking Lebanon as well as Gaza and everything else as they ramp up efforts in the Middle East. This is pretty wild. Anti-Semitic parachute takes out Israeli soldier. A parachute didn't open on an Israeli soldier. This may be ugly. I don't know if he's falling hard enough to die. It's hard to say. His chute came out. It just looks like it failed. That had to hurt. Definitely had to hurt. I don't know if he died, though. The Iran's IRGC Aerospace Force, this is kind of the big news out of the Middle East. There's another one about the Iranian discovery. Iran's IRGC Aerospace Force has unveiled a large cache of precision targeting missiles in one of its dozen of underground missile cities. And has all these underground missile cities it's been building for decades, waiting for the great Satan to attack it, or the little Satan to attack it, as they call Israel and America. And so while America's bombing the Houthis, the Iranians are showing this. Why do they have it sideways? All right, this is sideways. Let's go to another one. Here we go. I don't know why Iran Observer ran one sideways. Why would you do that, Iran? Wonder how deep these are. It's like a highway, underground highway full of missiles. Yeah, they all have apocalyptic endgames. The Iranian Shia, the Shia Muslims believe in like an apocalyptic revelations, if you will. Just like all the other religions, they have their own branch. I mean, Christianity has a lot of variations, but nonetheless, the Iranians have one. Just like the Jews, just like the Sunnis. All right, it's one hell of a tunnel full of missiles. Here's another one. This is BRICS News. Okay, it looks like the same thing. And one they released upside down. They're showing how vast it is. It's like an underground immense highway full of missiles. I don't know what type of missiles these are. I'm guessing they'll leave a mark on someone. What they would look to destroy is Saudi oil fields as well as U.S. bases and probably Israel. There's definitely enough missiles here to leave a mark. And they would destroy U.S. bases over there. They would annihilate U.S. bases in the Middle East and probably Saudi oil fields, I'm guessing. Ragnarok? Exactly. Yeah, they have their own version of Ragnarok. Sunnis have a slightly different version. Jews have version. Christianity has its version. U.S. intelligence says Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Oh, I have a feeling that won't help things. You know? Just in, Israel readies plans for occupation of Gaza. Of course. Of course. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said the creation of a more fair and balanced multipolar world is ongoing. Well, no need to play this. I just wonder how many whites are going to die from here to there. That's what I wonder. Iran discovers antimony reserve after 10 years of exploration. Antimony is key in making electronics. Largest newly found reserves located in southeastern province of Sisalan. And, all right, somewhere in Iran, adding that the estimates show the reserve is responsible for 10% of the global supply of the metalloid. The price has been on the rise around the world. It's used in electronics and other things along those particular lines. Interesting. All these particular discoveries, who knows what's in the ground, they're not telling us. But every time they go looking for something, they find something. we don't know what's in America. I don't really know what's anywhere in the ground. We just assume they've told us the truth over the years on the amount of gold, the amount of oil, but none of it's going to be accurate. Can't trust any of the things these people are saying. But we've got see here what we have. Last handful of news pieces of the day. EU tells citizens to stockpile food. They're talking 3 days. I would go 90. You don't want to trust these people at all. I've told you guys I don't know how many times. Try to stockpile thing. This is what happens when you call a shithole in the desert the Holy Land. Well, it's been called that for a long time. Seven actions that NATO countries are taking, which indicate that something really big is going to happen. France is ready to distribute a 20-page survival manual that instructs citizens what to do in a full-blown war. The French government is also telling their citizens to leave Iran immediately. It is being reported that many military planners in the UK have ordered special forces units to get ready to be sent to Ukraine. Turkey has announced that it would also be willing to deploy troops to Ukraine if needed. What? So why are these nations preparing to send troops anyways? They're saying the Russians have already stated they will never accept NATO troops in Ukrainian soil. So why are these nations preparing to send troops anyways? Poland is preparing for a showdown with Russia by conscripting every adult male for military training. The Baltic states are jointly constructing a massive defense line that includes 600 bunkers, tank ditches, dragon's teeth, and rocket systems. In a letter that was delivered to the Iranians, Donald Trump is giving Iran only 2 months to reach a peace agreement. Okay. So the good news is that the bombing of Iran will probably not happen next month. But if Trump is serious, there's a very good chance that could happen before the midpoint of this year. The Ukrainians just keep trying to provoke the Russians into doing something really dramatic. We really are right on the edge of some type of apocalyptic conflict, potentially with Russia and the Middle East. Don't forget China. China. Don't leave out China. But yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and you never know. You never know what these idiots are going to try. 500,000 dollars. Let's see here. F-47 fighter, this is Red Ice, might cost $300 million per plane. Is that right? $300 million per plane. I'm surprised it's not like $1 billion per plane. Hold on a second. Let's pull up this link. Thanks, Red Ice. I didn't check the price. It did occur to me, but I figured I'd wait till there's going to be all kinds, because since it's Trump in the White House, I mean, if it were a Democrat in the White House, they wouldn't be saying this. And this would be happening regardless of who's in the White House, right? If Biden were in the White House, they wouldn't really be like complaining about the price. But the fact that Trump's in the White House, they'll complain about the price. And maybe Elon Musk will go invade defense companies with Doge and try to get the price down. That would be funny. F-47 fighter might cost $300 million per plane. Here's how to lower the cost. It's a lot. It's an expensive plane. I don't know how much the current fifth-generation fighters cost. How much are the F-35s? Someone put it in the chat. They're all super expensive. China unveils a powerful deep-sea cable cutter that could reset the world order. Beijing now has the power to disrupt global communications after scientists revealed a device that can sever undersea cables. Why would you even bring this out? The tool, which is able to cut lines at depths up to 4,000 meters, 13,000 feet, twice the maximum operational range of existing subsea communication infrastructure. Why even bring that out? Now they're going to accuse you of cutting any cables underneath the ocean. Of course, we're redundant vis-a-vis satellites. And it's kind of interesting to note Elon Musk is in charge of putting up endless amounts of satellites and internet infrastructure for satellite internet, which is actually relatively quick considering how slow satellite internet was. China police deploy real-life RoboCop as humanoid tech takes massive leap forward. Let's take a look at what this is like here. This is what the Chinese are deploying. This is BRICS. BRICS News usually puts this stuff out. China's Unitree G1 robot demonstrates martial arts and performs the first robotic kick-up. Well, I just hope ours are programmed and taken over by Tay. It moves pretty well. Impressive. See those running around our neighborhoods? As long as we get to program them. All right, so you got pyramids in the news. Dog spotted hanging out at the top of the Great Pyramid in Giza. And there was a dog, of course. Dog got to the top of the Pyramid in Giza, probably to keep people from hunting it down to eat it or something over there. I know they like cats in the Middle East, not so much dogs. Afraid of being stoned or shot? Hard to say. But the pyramids are in the news. Now, this is the Great Pyramid at Giza. We don't know what's underneath that. I always thought they would bring out some kind of special room, some type of room that looks like some kind of ancient libraries with a couple copper scrolls or something. No one really expected them to do anything like this. Talk about this being underneath. This is the second pyramid, the second smallest pyramid. Not the Great Pyramid. This is the second one. You have these giant Tesla coil things looking like, look just like this, going deep, deep below it. How it was engineered? Why? Well, there's a few different reasons, potentially. But they brought this out and totally destroyed the mainstream narrative. And they did it intentionally. And you know it's intentional because it's academics. It's kind of like when we see Harvard. Harvard put out Putnam. Putnam at Harvard said diversity only works for like 15 to 20% of the population. 80% hates it. And you know, once they bring out academics and start saying stuff like that, they're thinking about changing things. And since then, they started making some changes. Not that those changes satisfy us. I'm giving an example of how they operate. So when you see academics trotted out to basically reverse a narrative, whether it be regarding diversity or whether regarding ancient Egypt, expect bigger things to come. And this is monumental. This isn't small. This is like huge. Yeah, our whole entire lives we were told they were some tomb for pharaohs, which no one really believed. Didn't really make any sense. And now you got some crazy shit. This is literally what's underneath, according to academics. And this is, again, when they trot out academics and scientific evidence, this is what's going on. Experts now even more confident a vast city exists underneath Giza pyramids in Egypt after a new discovery. We don't know what's down there. But nonetheless, they got academics. We was Kangs. And they don't do this shit by accident. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's Putnam at Harvard. He's telling you. And since then, we've seen, all the different factions talking about DEI's got to go. And now they're doing the pyramid deal, which I never thought we'd see anything quite like this. Who knows what they tell us on, you know, who knows what they're going to say what's underneath the Great Pyramid. This is just the second biggest one. Who knows what they're going to tell us or what they're going to do, you know. But I'll be talking about more of this stuff this week on the Members Only podcast. They're basically signaling that paleo ancient super high civilization existed. I'm curious to hear what timelines they give it. 12,000 years would be a hot one, 10,000 years, 250,000 years, which sounds unbelievable, would be another hot number. But this is not something I was expecting to see them do out of the blue with academics. This isn't quackademics, this is academics. And experts are shitting their pants because their whole entire narrative has been thrown upside down. And yeah, look at that. Built for a tomb of Pharaoh? Nah. That was all bullshit. CIA's claim life did exist on Mars and was a population of very large people who built the pyramids. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. I don't know what they're going to hit us with next. But they, you know, this type of meme is out there, but it's one thing to start trotting out science. And there are pyramid-looking structures on other planets, although I've never really, I've never seen enough about them to say, okay, there's pyramids on Mars. I understand the Hoagland and the NASA, but, you know, I've never seen it to my satisfaction. So, but I don't know what they're going to bring out next or what evidence they have. But when they got academics, whether it be with diversity like Putnam at Harvard or whether they got to be with ancient Egypt and the pyramids, they're, you know, throwing narratives out the window. Papa's got a brand new bag, and he's bringing it prime time. And we'll have more to say on this as they bring out more stuff. You know, they're still talking about this drone shit. Pentagon's still mystified as drone drama defense. So they're going to tell us this ancient Egyptian still existing underground, sending drones up to spy on us? I don't know. I don't know what type of horse shit they're doing. We was Kangs. They're going to be black. There could be a million different angles. Just entertain us. You know, hopefully not. Hopefully we don't have a bunch of more white people dying. But I have a feeling with these idiots in their World War III, God only knows. Pentagon still mystified as drone drama deepens. Yikes. I assumed it was just the Pentagon. The Chinese, Nazis from the dark side of the moon, or Nazis from Mars. Entertain me. At least entertain me with some bullshit. But I wasn't expecting the pyramid stuff. I wasn't expecting them to cough up the facts on that to even lead to the fact that, okay, we're going to have to discuss this very high ancient civilization that existed here. What movie, the last movie, was there a movie about the Giza Plateau from some space age dimension type of thing? Some paleo ancient high civilization? Yeah. The Decepticons and Autobots in their original war on Earth went at it over the pyramids being a weapon in one of those particular movies. And that was actually stolen from Giza Death Star in Joseph P. Farrell's book. I mean, it was actually stolen. They didn't give him credit at all, but one of the particular, and I don't know which one it is, but the Decepticons and the Autobots, they in their original war with the that particular original Decepticon, the OG Decepticon. Yeah, they went to war. One of those Hollywood movies. Basically, you know, although it hasn't been proven what it is. What the hell it was, what that ancient civilization used it for. It obviously wasn't built 3,000 years ago. You know, we're not buying that, or 4,000 years ago. But that is the last movie that you could see anything like this. But again, there has been writers that have talked about it being an ancient machine of some type. Some very famous writers just... And some of them have academic credentials. It's just none of it's been proven. And this, again, you're dealing with academics. Academics are putting out studies saying there's huge things underneath there. This is the second pyramid, the Great Pyramid. God only knows what's underneath that. And they're saying it's going to be a vast city complex. I don't know what they're going to tell us or show us. I was expecting just little rooms and some copper scrolls or something. I wasn't expecting anything big. It was a scam resurrection machine. No. No, I don't think it was a scam resurrection machine. You're talking about in the Decepticons. I don't know. It's been a long time since I saw that movie. These particular themes, if Hollywood brings out a blockbuster with these types of themes in it, I see it. And I'll look at it or speed through it or something like that to see if there's anything new. It was Wakanda. That would be funny. We was Kangs, really? They were Wakanda? Well, you know what they're shitting their pants over. They're shitting their pants over the fact what happens if there's ancient tombs down in there and you've got, you know, 9-foot-tall Nordic mummies. What do you do then? I mean, in early North America, they just pretty much hit all the giants or took them away to some American government, early American government agency. You know, but what do you do with a bunch of cameras there if you got some giant blonde mummy? I don't think we've ever found a giant African mummy. You know, what do you do if you find something that looks like, I mean, like Ramses the Great? What do you do if you find his 10-foot tall ancestor? Because ancient Egypt was ruled by quote-unquote gods before they handed it over to the first pharaohs, which the pharaohs and the gods ruled together. What do you do, whatever they called gods, when you find our 15-foot or 12-foot, you know, some perfect-looking Nordic red hair, blonde hair? You know, it was rumored when they built that one great dam in Egypt that they flooded out a bunch of different tombs that were full of what was like pristine European-looking mummies, meaning that they were European for that particular time, you know, perfect teeth and stuff like that. I don't know, but I can see them doing something like that, you know. Cheap cargo cults think we're gods. Yeah, our ancestors. Giants are just old humans in a time before the sun. Well, I don't know about time before the sun. I don't know about that. I don't know. It's speculation, but you got to be nervous about that because they're throwing diversity out the window. The rumors have been rife for a long time. The empire, you know, the empire can work out quite well if it doesn't have Africans. Africans cost the empire a lot of money. If you just X out the Africans in the column, America, you know, could probably be a lot in better shape. Get rid of some Mexicans. I they don't really worry about the Mexicans so much, but the Africans really just don't fit in. So who knows what they plan on doing? I don't trust any of them. I'm just giving you guys a fact. And then we've got secret CIA files claim the Ark of the Covenant has been found. Yeah, supposedly this is under some Air Force base, the Ark of the Covenant. Who knows? Who knows what Donald Trump's going to roll out on our heads? Stay tuned, guys. I'll be back on Friday, and I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. Cheers, salute, and stay safe out there. I'll be back Friday, same time, 5:30. Next week, we're back to having on guests, trying to schedule out more. But cheers, guys, and stay safe out there.